Morning, councillors.
Morning.
Notice of council meeting Tuesday, 18th of August 2026 to councillors. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, here the notice is hereby given that an ordinary meeting of Central Highlands Council is scheduled to be held in the Council Chamber Bothwell on Tuesday, 18th of August 2026, commencing at 9 a.m. with the business of the meeting to be in accordance with the following agenda paper. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2025, Part 2, Division 1, a notice of the meeting was published on the Council website on the 10th of April 2026. General Manager's Certification. Pursuant to Section 65(1) of the Local Government Act 1993, I hereby certify, with respect to the advice, information and or recommendation provided for the guidance of Council in this agenda, that A. such advice, information and or recommendation has been given by a person who has the qualifications or experience necessary to give such advice, and B. where any advice is given by a person who does not have the required qualifications or experience, that person has obtained and taken into account the advice from an appropriately qualified or experienced person. Section 65(2) forbids council from deciding any matter which requires the advice of a qualified person without considering that advice. Dated across war on the 13th day of August by Stephen Mackey, the General Manager. We have quite an agenda today, so we'll keep moving. The meeting commenced at 9 a.m. The audio disclaimer, I won't read all of it, I'll just read the last two paragraphs. You should be familiar with that. The Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website in accordance with council's policy 2017-2050. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings without prior approval being granted. 1.2 is acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, Tasmanian Aboriginal people, past, present and future. 1.3, conduct of council meeting. Central Highlands Council takes safety seriously. We have a duty to ensure that we provide a safe workplace for our employees, councillors, contractors and members of the public while present at council's workplaces. These premises form part of the council's workplace, and it is expected that everyone who attends council meetings will behave in a polite and respectful manner. People should refrain from using offensive or derogatory language or comments, and not be aggressive, threatening or speak in a hostile manner. Present is myself, Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Miller, Councillor Archer, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Triffett, Councillor Hall, General Manager Stephen Mackey, Works and Services Manager Jason, and Katrina, our EO, and we have in our gallery Damien Vesta and Mr. and Mrs. Dabbs. Apologies, obviously, there's none needed. 1.7, consideration of supplementary agenda items. A mover, please. Councillor Honour and a seconder, Councillor Cassidy, and I will read. We have two agenda items. One is the policy 2016-43, is the payment of councillors' expenses and provisions, and two is the GM performance review, which is going to be in the closed session. Councillor Honour, as a mover, do you have a comment? Councillor Cassidy? Would you like to close, Councillor Honour?
No, that's fine.
All right, thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That's carried. 1.8, declaration of pecuniary interest and conflict of interest by councillors or staff. Do we have any?
6.1, supplementary in the closed.
6.1 is the GM enclosed. Any others? Okie dokie, no, very good. 1.9, the minutes, 1.9.1, confirmation of ordinary council meeting minutes on the 21st of July. A mover, please. Councillor Honour, seconder Councillor Miller. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Miller?
No.
Councillor Laws? Like to close, Councillor Honour?
Yep, that's fine.
Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Carried. 1.9.2, receival of the draft finance committee meetings. May I have a mover, please?
Yes.
Councillor Hall. Seconder, Councillor Meacham. Any comments, Councillor Hall?
We haven't had that meeting yet, have we?
You still have to have minutes. Do we know it was adjourned?
Okay.
You didn't pay any minutes then if it was adjourned.
Correct. But you've got to, you've got to stay there for a 15-minute period.
Got to be one. That or not?
Yes, but no one turned up. Well, I knew that before I started. But yeah.
Okay, so any comments from you, Councillor Meek?
I apologise for the family circumstances that made me absent, and then I think it impacted on John too. There's some little.
Councillor Allwright. Archer.
Okay, Councillor Laws, any comments? Rightio, back to you, Councillor Hall, to close.
Nothing to say, Mayor.
Thank you. Those in favour of that recommendation, please raise your hands. Carried. Thank you. 1.9.3, receiver of draft audit panel meeting. Councillor Allwright. Second up, Councillor Hall. Any comments, Councillor Allwright?
No.
Councillor Hall?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Laws? Back to you to close, Councillor Allwright.
No, all good, thanks, Mayor.
Those in favour, please raise your hands. Councillor Archer, are you in favour? Yep. Okie dokie. Carried. 1.9.3, business arising. Recommendation, please. Councillor Cassidy is moving. Seconder, please. Councillor Miller, second. Councillor Cassidy, any comments?
Business arising 1.9.3 should actually be 1.9.4. Otherwise, no other comment.
We've repeated that. That's okay.
1.9.4,
should
not
be a
1.9.3.
Katrina's altered that. Yep. Councillor Miller, you're seconder. Any comments?
No.
Councillors, any comments? Back to you to close, Councillor Cassidy.
Nothing more.
Those in favour, please raise your hands. Okie dokie, carried. 1.10 is notification of council workshops. One workshop has been held since the last ordinary meeting. The workshop was held on the 4th of August 2026 at the Council Chambers, Bothwell, commencing at 9. Those in attendance was myself, Councillor Allwright, Councillor Archer, Cassidy, Hall, Honour, Meacham and Miller. Also in attendance was the Deputy General Manager Adam, Louisa Brown, Senior Planning Officer, Jason Branch, Works and Services Manager, Dr. Martin Farley, Creating Preferred Futures, and Mr. Brett Gleeson. First apologies from Councillor Trivett. I don't need to read it all. You're aware of the workshop was focused on the items and it concluded at 10:50 a.m. 1.10.1, future workshops. The next council workshop will be held on the following date to be confirmed. We do not have a date there, do we, Jan?
No, but Taz Water, there's been commentary about going up and having a look at the site. They're debating about the 9th of September, so I'll mark it down or put it down for the 9th of September and I'll come back to you if it changes.
So we'll put in 9th of September for Taz Water, what do we call it, an on-site?
Yep.
On-site meeting. Okay, thank you.
I wonder whether you're looking for any other items. Yeah. If we're here, we might as well have
some. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. We go up and have a look at that and then come back.
Yeah, about 9.
Councillor Major.
I do suggest, Stephen, I'll come to this in a while. I believe it's time we should be discussing our housing strategy for the next term. So.
Oh, I'd be an apology that day anyway. Sorry.
So, GM, is that acceptable?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. 1.11 is notice of motion under Regulation 19 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025 relating to motions on notice. It is stated the following: 1. A councillor may give to the general manager at least 7 days before a meeting, give written notice of a motion together with supporting information and reasons for the inclusion of the motion on the next meeting. 1.11.1 is a notice of motion by Councillor Cassidy. It's moved by Councillor Cassidy. Do I have a seconder, please? Councillor Miller has second. Councillor Cassidy, would you like to talk to this?
It's pretty self-explanatory. In the attachments, I had one foil of a driveway, well, across the council verge that was fairly muddy, but I have sent the photos in the past of other driveways, but I feel that we should, council should take a survey as they're going about their business around towns and so forth, various driveways across verges and that come directly off of either state roads or council roads. I know it would be hard to see them when it's dry, but typically they become rutted and very muddy. And yeah. I've brought this up, I think, maybe a couple of years ago as well. I think they should be progressively filled in and the soil compacted.
We'll hear Councillor. All right then, Meacham.
I understand where you're coming from, Councillor Cassidy, but what I'm wanting to ask is the verge the responsibility of the owner, such as nature strips, or are they the responsibility of the council?
It's council nature strips, isn't it? I would think it's council. Council, all right then, Meacham.
So, we've on the one that it's sort of an unfunded type of thing. I've actually liked to move an amendment that it gets put to budget submission. I mean, how many roadways are there in the municipality?
No, quite clearly, you've moved an amendment that it'd be a budget submission or budget.
So where does that leave the
you deal with the supplementary with the amendment first?
So we'll do the amendment first.
So debate on that.
We'll debate on the amendment. Councillor Allwright has spoken. Councillor Meacham has his hand up.
John seconded it.
I believe this should come to a budget submission.
Budget deliberation. Okie dokie. Councillor Meacham.
My perspective is that this is the responsibility of property owners.
unless, and I'll refer to the instance of Robertson Road, where council works have produced that ruttedness or whatever, then, you know, council has a responsibility to remediate. But otherwise, I think it's a race for property owners. I certainly establish my property without any expectation that council is going to come back the driveway, even the nature strip part.
So can I ask our works and services manager to...
Yeah, sure. Well, the responsibility that the driveway is council to the boundary.
Is it?
Yeah. So, yeah. But I mean, with this proposal from Councillor Cassidy, like, I mean, what's the major concern? The defects, you're saying, a safety hazard, or is it more cosmetic? I mean, obviously the nature of an unsealed road, I mean, during the winter months, is going to rut and pothole and become muddy. If we've got new crossovers, or if we're doing new works, then, you know, the condition is now that we seal to the boundary. Saying the developer is doing anything off a safe roadway, then it's sealed to the boundary. But as for the existing unsealed accesses, like, I mean, we don't spend, you know, huge amounts of money or time going around repairing them. But, you know, obviously if they do need gravel in them with potholes and that, then council, you know, do rectify it. But, you know, I don't see the few potholes or the few ruts, or if it's a little bit muddy during the winter, as a safety hazard for anyone using it. And if we were to go around and, you know, the only way to rectify it completely is to seal them. And if we were to seal them to the boundary from council's road network, then, well, that's a huge task and a costly task throughout the whole municipality. I mean, and my inner and places like that have got no sealed roads as it is, so you're not going to seal an access without having a road sealed.
So this goes back to the amendment of the budget deliberation.
Yeah, correct.
Rightio. Thanks for that, Jason, and we welcome Barry, our Works and Services Supervisor, and our Finance. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Alrighty, so back to the amendment that was moved by Councillor Allwright, second by Councillor Hall. Councillor Allwright, you close on this?
So it's actually on the new ones, as Jason said, it's the landowner's responsibility to seal it to the road's edge. Is that correct?
With a new crossover and new development, then it's the responsibility. For the developer, so that's a condition on our permits that we issue. If it comes off a sealed road, then it's sealed. And that's more just to prevent any loose material coming out from the driveway onto a sealed road. Obviously, an unsealed road is just a you know, dollar-right wearable material.
So, in reality, with the existing older accesses, it's actually more collaboration between council and the landowner.
Well, it'd still be our responsibility.
Still a bit of collaboration. Yeah.
Look, I think the best, I mean, even with the photo that Councillor Cassidy's got there, I mean, yes, it's unsightly, but it's not... Not a safety concern. But I mean, it's something that we probably need to look at, you know, that we could look at when we're doing reseals of the town streets in Gretna and Bothwell, Hamilton, Ouse, that, you know, we can prep some of those driveways and seal them to the boundary as we're doing the town street.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I'd look at, that we add it in when we do that.
So, let's go for the amendment now.
Yeah. So, Councillor Allwright is closed. So, those in favour of the amendment, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against? No, that is carried. Thank you.
The amendment now becomes the motion.
So, the amendment is the motion.
So, that means we've got to vote again on
Yes.
On a new motion, which we just passed.
This one, yes.
I still need to speak, do I not? On the original motion?
Well, the original motion doesn't exist. It's the amended motion that now exists.
Oh, Christ.
The original's lapsed, is that correct?
Yep.
May I speak, gentlemen? I would like to just inform that this was merely a survey. You know, storm away, they drive up and down the Highland Lakes Road. There's potholes there, there's rubbish on the road, on the verges, but would they bother to stop and pick it up? Well, all I'm suggesting is, as a survey, when you're driving around through the various towns and villages, oh, geez, there's a driveway there that needs to be filled in. While it may not be a safety hazard, one in particular was for many years, I would say, and that was the one that was across from Rothamay going into the former gun club. That was fairly deep. They finally filled it in. So all this was asking to do a survey as you drive through town. I wasn't asking for the pothole to be filled on the spot, but as you drive back through town, maybe you've got a shovel in your hand and some gravel, throw it in the hole. And then let's consider how long some of us have been on council here to not realize or understand that the verge is council responsibility up to the property boundary. Anyway, I've had my say.
The amendment now becomes the motion.
I'd like to speak as well, thank you.
How does that work, General Manager? I'll take your guidance.
Yeah, okay.
We can speak to the amendment, Captain.
We've already done the amendment. We were just putting it as the motion.
Can we speak to the motion, then?
Yeah.
Yes, you can speak to the motion.
I'd like to point out to Councillor Cassidy, the language of the motion that was put is that Council, Central Highlands Council, progressively filling and compacting the soil of these driveways. No, let me finish. You've had your say, Robert.
Councillor Archer has the floor.
And compact the soil of these driveways that have become rutted, washed out, potholed, or incurred other types of erosion. That clearly isn't just a survey. That's actually carrying out works. Now, I'm not saying I object to it, but we just need to be clear about that was what you actually put to us.
Progressively, that's right.
That's right. And Jason tells us that's what he's doing anyway. Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you. So we're back to the actual motion.
The amended motion, yes. Those in favour of the amended motion.
So if you're in favour of the amended, please raise your hands. Alrighty. So the amended is carried. Thank you. 1.12 is a motion by Councillor Hall, moved by Councillor Hall. Seconder, please. Councillor Honour. Councillor Hall.
I know this notice of motion lacks content, but I think it's about 20 months ago since Kerry Vincent had a workshop with us at Hamilton, and there's a lot of things happening in the Central Highlands at the moment with new works, new projects, and I think it would be a good idea to have Kerry Vincent here so we can discuss the problematic problems in our community. May they be planning, may they be works on the road, or whatever.
Thank you. Councillor Honour Hill, the seconder.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good idea. It's about time some of these ministers started to come out to the areas they should be.
Yeah, in saying that, remember we did invite them for a cabinet meeting, and that was supposed to happen. It hasn't as yet. Perhaps a little reminder. They haven't responded, still waiting. Perhaps they need a reminder. So I've got Councillor Meacham, all right, and Hall to speak. Councillor Meacham?
Yeah, John, I'm supportive. I suggest you keep them in here when we ambush them on other matters. Not the same. As some significant matters. Thanks.
Councillor Allwright.
So, Minister Vincent is also planning minister, and that's the broken system.
Yeah.
So, I'm not tackling on local government issues and planning issues.
Councillor Hall.
No.
No, you moved, Councillor Hall. Councillor Miller?
Yes, that was my exact thing, bringing up on the housing. I'm having trouble at the moment, and I wrote a letter to him, even though 2 weeks ago. The email has been deeply silent. I still haven't heard back from him, so if we can ambush him on a few things, bring him up the way and ambush him on a few go ahead for it.
I think we should go to the whole cabinet coming up and host the cabinet here, because that was a suggestion from the Premier as well. I discussed that with him. Councillor Miller has spoken. Councillor Cassidy is next.
Yeah, through Vincent, I came to Hamilton, if some of you will recall, about 3 years ago, and that's the last time I've seen him. I've written to him many times on various issues on roads and so forth, and also planning matters. And it seems he's fairly ineffectual, so I'm not sure, you know, the value of bringing him up, but I think we should try to get him up here and other ministers as well.
That would be a cabinet meeting. Okie doke, Councillor Archer.
Mayor, I can endorse what Councillor Hall's put forward in the motion. It's a great idea, but I also endorse your suggestion that we write the cabinet again and request a meeting for the next council. This is by trust fund they get here. It'll be a new council sitting here, but I think, you know, we really need to get the cabinet. It's been the most effective thing in my term in local government in terms of getting outcomes. So I suggest that you send a letter again to local government, to the minister, to the cabinet, to meet with the council.
Okay. So the recommendation as is, Councillor Hall, would you like to close?
Yes, I'd like everybody's imagination to run a little bit wild here. That I had a vision of Terry Vincent standing in Queenstown on the football ground. Now, I'm just sort of trying to go back a little bit. And on his journey, I'm just thinking his journey, that he probably would have drove past the council chambers, he probably would have drove past our medical centre with nobody in it, and he may have even drove past the school with not even open. That's just my thoughts. Maybe there could be, we could be slotted in for some little bit of time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so the recommendation as is, move by Councillor Hall. Councillor Hall is closed. Those in favour of the recommendation, raise your hands. Thank you.
Just of no interest whatsoever, I was researching the issue of Bernacki and Thousand Acre Lodge not paying rates, and discovered that this council wrote to the Premier and the Ministers in 2015, and we're still waiting for a response.
Oh, right. Maybe we should pick that up as
we leave. Rightio. Well, that's the recommendation carried. 1.11.3 is a motion by Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Cassidy has moved it, and Councillor Hall has seconded. Councillor Cassidy, over to you.
We've had the folks from Holland Road in here, and we talked quite extensively about the various options and so forth. It was agreed to just basically let the road degrade over time to discourage people from driving that shortcut off the Highlands Road. We talked about speed bumps, we talked about gates, we talked about various options, but none of them were actually viable. So,
at 10 o'clock.
I would basically leave this open to council to discuss this, Jason to discuss this, and I think that what it's going to require the road and traffic engineers is to actually come up with a solution and submit a report to us what can be done.
Just a moment, Councillor. Yes. I've been informed that we've got a deputation to do with the haulage, so I think we should
defer
until the people arrive.
I think we owe it to these people to actually discuss it in front of them.
So we defer.
Yes, until the deputation is present.
So, Councillor Meacham, Cassidy, you're deferring. Councillor Meacham, second. Yeah. Would that be fine?
Yeah.
Councillor Cassidy, defer. Councillor Meacham, second. Yes. We need to hear from the residents, obviously, and we've also got our Works and Services Manager to speak to that as well.
Sorry, who was the seconder?
Seconder was Councillor Meacham. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Carried. 1.11.4 is Councillor Meacham has moved. Seconder, please. Councillor Allwright. Councillor Meacham.
I'm putting this up as a discussion item, and as I presented earlier, we are seriously in need of a housing strategy. And I want to set the scene for what we might do in the next term. That perspective about using the sale of property at Waiatina proceeds sources, that's, I'm ambivalent on that. We so badly need that that housing strategy. We need it on two fronts. One is that we are a municipality in decline. Last year, the number of deaths in our municipality grossly exceeded the number of arrivals. Now, that comes from state growth, those estimates. Second, if all the projected renewable energy and horticultural developments come to fruition, we face 10 years of critical shortage of available dwellings. And beyond those 10 years, we've got 91 continuing jobs in renewable energy plants, plus the horticultural workers also. And horticulture is a lot more labour intensive than general agriculture is. The alternative, and look, I don't know, but we are a renewable energy zone. With the probable exception of Urala, I do not know of a renewable energy zone that didn't face a housing crisis when it came to getting renewable energy into place. We will inevitably have a flood of fly and fly out workers, but we want to capture a reasonable proportion of those as long term residents here. Why? Because they tend to be young, they have kids, we will repopulate the school, they are young and active enough probably to contribute to community affairs. I don't see it, as I previously mentioned, proceedings, I don't see it as responsible on our part to encourage residential development in Maina, Bronte, and all of those other communities that were established really for hydro's convenience. They produce the worst possible communities in many ways. And we don't need anything to incentivise development in places like Maina. 7 years ago, I could walk around my property and I could see two neighbours within 300 metres. I can now see 11. You know, so the development's happening there anyway. For any of you who live in Bothell or Ouse, how many of your neighbours will have built within the last 7 years?
Negligible.
Okay, now, my opportunity here is to increase the residential density, and this is commonly done by municipalities and cities across Australia, to increase the density by advertising and supporting the development of the 90 square metre standard. Now, at the time I wrote this, I thought that standard was already in place. I gather it's not, it's still open for consultation. But let's presume it does get through, because I think it's a real incentive. It has made significant differences elsewhere, Auckland being the easy example, where it dramatically reduced housing prices. Many of the residential blocks in Bothwell could well accommodate a secondary dwelling. At present, though, only 11% of properties are rented. In Ouse, the situation is similar, but there you have 30%. And I think the uptake of any incentivised scheme would be, I suggest, would probably be stronger in Ouse than it is in Bothwell. There's two ways that I point to there. They're not exhaustive, those two approaches. From sales proceeds, we might offer grants up to, you know, X grants up to Y amounts, and looking for completion within, say, 2 or 3 years of that secondary dwelling. This is, as I see it, the cause of least resistance in terms of improving the population of our two major towns. Whatever we need to limit the financial commitments. Of the two alternatives I give there, the first one I suggest will probably be more of an incentive because it provides financial relief up front to the building effort. However, I do concede that I think operationally it would be difficult, administratively it would be difficult to do. The second, which is a rates holiday after the completion, I think it's probably less of an incentive, but administratively a hell of a lot easier. A helpful resident has drawn up, if you look in your attachment, an exhaustive consideration of a range of other things, and I think we should, if we go towards discussing the housing strategy, we use the information there and the templates there as possible courses of action.
Okay, wrap that one. Yep. Thank you. Councillor Allwright was the seconder.
So David's covered it all, but what you missed, David, was more residents equals more rates, not higher rates. So, resident attraction strategy, I suspect we've got a workshop this affair.
Yeah.
A lot of research got to go into this. What are successful strategies used on the mainland? Do we give rate holidays? Do we what David says? So these are the type of things. But more residents equals more rates, not higher rates.
And I think a workshop is the way to go with that.
And it'll be a number of workshops, I think, because there's a lot of research going on what's successful around Australia, around the world. And, try and capture some benefits of the growing economy.
Thank you. Councillor Miller Cassidy.
Yes, I was looking on Facebook the other day when Jeremy Redford, and I think it was in Launceston, because you didn't say where it was, it looked like Launceston, where they'd done, they were showing quite a few of those tiny homes and the container homes being built and put onto these blocks, and they looked really, really good. The container homes themselves had framing on the inside, so they were built just like a normal home. But and he was disputing that he had all these homes there, and they were cheap, and maybe it's something we need to look into.
Thank you, Councillor Cassidy.
So three points. I'd like to find out if anybody's identified how many properties in Bothwell News have been identified for secondary homes or to build on an entire lot. That's one question. And then at the start date of St. Patrick's Plains and Cellar Hill projects, they've already been approved. Those secondary dwellings or even new built dwellings need to be in place already. I see this as being years worth of evolution of building and construction and so forth for these homes. So if we started right now today, they still wouldn't be complete by the time these projects start. Now then, the last point that I want to make is that, we collect rates and apply for grants for what reason? For operational reasons. And also to replace plant and equipment. So let's say if we sell those properties that David has identified, how much revenue is that going to raise? And then distribute that amongst all of the possible homes and secondary dwellings that could be built. What are they getting? $1,000 each? $500? $2,500 is a drop in the ocean. I don't think that's the way to go. I think if we sell properties, we should turn that back around and invest it in our roads, our infrastructure. We need a grader. We need a dump truck. That stuff is expensive. I would rather see us do that than taking out loans for those equipment. And
Thank you. Any other councillors? Okay, back to you, Councillor Meacham, to close.
Oh, just one of the points that in that very supportive documentation, the writer suggests that the possibility of, say, an empty nest couple looking around, empty nest couple in Bothwell takes the opportunity to develop a nice square secondary residence, that they move into that very attractive residence and their primary residence of, maybe 2, 3, 4 bedrooms be let out for rent. It's a good possibility. It's a good development possibility. As to the source of this funding, yes, I suggested something like 110. I do suggest that we put boundaries around it, so you know, the first 20 applicants, something like that.
Yeah, whatever. You have spoken to this, so it's just a close up.
Yeah, close. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. So, those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against the recommendation? Against is Councillor Cassidy. That's carried. Community communication, representation and engagement, public question time. In accordance with the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025, the Council conducts questions by member of the public to enable members of the public to ask a question on Council-related matters. Questions by a member of the public, if the chairperson of any ordinary council meeting must ensure that, if required, at least 15 minutes of that meeting is made available for questions and by members of the public. 2. A question asked by a member of the public under Regulation 37 or 38 and the answer given to that question is not to be debated at the ordinary council meeting. And 3. A council is to determine any other procedures to be followed in respect of public question time at an ordinary council meeting. Do we have any questions from the public?
We do.
We do. Please stand, say your name and...
Ray Depps, Bothwell. I just want to direct this probably directly to the Mayor, but other councillors largely. Mayor, just stated in the August edition of the Highlands Digest that, quote, I'm pleased to share with the community that council have been successful in getting support and funding for a childcare facility which is to be located at Bothwell District High School. Frankly, I find it offensive for council to take credit for what was essentially a small but highly motivated group of community members instigating a pathway to investigate and ultimately secure a $3 million funding package from the federal government under the Early Childhood Education and Care Services Program. Credit should be apportioned to the relevant parties and not hijacked by council. That said, my question to you is, could you please explain your reasoning that led you to the conclusion that Central Highlands Council had any significant input to the process and to take credit for it whilst neglecting to acknowledge the advocacy from the community that actually drove the project?
Thank you for that, Mr. Debs. Ray, I might hand over to the General Manager because there was a process that went through with Council. And our community development officer was very involved with that as well. Was that correct, GM?
Not quite in the process of getting the facility on board. Council made the decision to actually go through and determine what the need was, and that documentation was put together, and that was provided to the minister. Oh, no, it was to Beck White. She ran with that, but yes, there were community members that were pushing this at the same time that CAT was working on that on those numbers, on that report for those numbers.
So can I say that the community members actually drove that from day one?
Correct.
With the support of the General Manager and CAT, that's acknowledged.
Yep.
However, the community members contacted Rebecca at the beginning, not what may come after as well, but the community members certainly contacted Rebecca White or her office and set up a meeting prior to any of this happening.
Correct.
They contacted, they did a Facebook survey themselves off their own bat. They contacted the high school, which did another internal survey, and then it came to council. So my point is, the community members drove this from day one and finished it off. I'm just upset that council seems to have put their own name on it. The funding didn't come to the council, it's going to
education the department. Yep.
So, yeah, it didn't pass the pub test, put it that way. That's my two bob.
Thank you. Okay, any other public question time? Comments? No. Thank you. 2.2, petitions, deputations. We do have a deputation, but we've spent a lot of time there. Petitions, nil. We'll move down to presentations, nil. 2.3 is monthly mayoral on elected members' activities. Move it, please. Councillor Honour and Councillor Hall. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Hall?
Just a question there.
Sure.
With the your commitments, inspection of the units at ERS. Now, I thought we had a committee formed that we got together and we made some decisions about just on these subjects that we have. I mean, my thought is that this would have come to a committee meeting. I don't know. I could have this, the cat by the tail.
You have a little bit.
What happens is that there's
inspections that happen regularly, probably 6 monthly, which is by a senior staff member, myself, and sometimes the GM, depending on availability there. But you're right in a sense, if there is a unit available, then we go into the committee and that is discussed in a committee meeting. So there's little bit of a mixed up there. And I could have explained that to you if you'd asked me prior to this meeting, because I do say that it's important to contact me and I can explain anything you wish in my commitments. But yes, there is a committee, and yes, there is regular inspections. I hope that answers.
Yeah, it does, Mayor. It's not an attack.
No, I didn't take it as an attack. It's just a little bit mixed.
Yes.
Yeah. No, look, that's fine. Okay. So where were we with that, Councillor Law? Was it seconder, Councillor Law? Any questions? Councillor Meacham?
I do echo Councillor Hall's concern in relation to this. We established not only the Independent Living Unit Committee, to my knowledge they haven't met yet.
No.
But equally the Bushfest Committee. And we'll get awfully close to Bushfest.
That was discussed yesterday, Councillor.
Was it? In committee?
At a different meeting. Community meeting.
Maybe they have all.
All right.
Yeah,
so it's
part of it.
Yes. I'd still like to see progress on both of those.
Yep. That's right. Councillor Miller?
We seem to be on the same wavelength here. I was looking at that too, and that was my question, why the community did. But there was another couple of questions. I like, I know Sherry goes with you. Who does the maintenance for these, if there's maintenance?
It depends which units they are. Some are DHHS units and sometimes it's council. That's correct, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, we're doing the majority.
You're doing the majority, okay. And is there a report that happens, like, do we know?
It's internal, it's operational.
It's operational.
Mm.
There was a time when we weren't getting quotes. We are now getting quotes.
Good. Now, I just thought maybe we could get a report every now and again on the conditions of the ones that we do on there to make sure that they're not saying anything against due dating, but making sure that they're kept up to...
Well, they're definitely kept up.
The majority of the maintenance.
Small stuff.
Small operational issues. If anything that's large, it'll go through the capital works process.
Good. Thank you very much for that.
Council do a wonderful job with that.
Oh, I know they do.
And I mean, if even some of the elderly need a light bulb change, council do that for them as well. So there's lots of great things that do happen, and it's all thanks to council. Councillor Cassidy, did you have your hand up?
No.
No.
Well, I guess I'm here, my joining, I'm here to beat up on you.
Thank you. I'm okay with that. Okay, so we go back to Councillor Honey, you're the mover. Would you like to close?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Okay, that's carried. Thank you for the move. Nil. 2.5, General Manager's Activities. Mover, please. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Allwright. Any comments, Councillor Cassidy?
No, he's quite active.
Councillor Allwright?
No, except I'd like to ask General Manager's question. Time capital. Is assuming that's their idea and they will get the material to put in it and or whatever.
It'd be a combination.
The backhoe up there to bury it. Is that what it's all about?
What's that for?
The Apostolic Church.
You have to get on the shovel.
Can we?
No dynamite.
Get
no
back to the General Manager. Councillor, all right?
Sorry?
General Manager.
You asked the question?
Oh, well, I think Jason had one of the answers, yeah.
Well, it's probably not there really much for the event, so.
Yeah. And is there a time scale for this when they want it?
It's in November.
All right, Councillor Archer.
Are we on 2.5?
Yes, we are.
I'd like to comment. I asked the GM for a brief outline last meeting of what activities he's undertaken, and I think this is an excellent update. Thank you very much, GM, for taking on board our request for a bit more information.
Thank you. All righty. Any other councillor comments? All righty. I'll go back to Councillor Cassidy to close.
Nothing more.
Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That is carried. 3 is strategy, policy and operational matters. Plan. 3.1, do and catchment. May I have a mover, please? No. Councillor Meacham, a seconder. Councillor Cassidy, any comments, Councillor Meacham?
It's nice to see, and I think they've quite properly moved on the flood river work close to town. Good public working with them, what they're doing. Overall, it's good to report. That was a good writer.
Always a very good report, isn't it? Yep. Councillor Cassidy, you're the seconder. Any comments?
Nothing.
There we go. Councillors, any comments?
It'd be nice to get an update, Mayor, with where the Willow Works are doing now. How much has been spent of the 10 million whatever so far?
Yeah.
And which is the next step?
All right, we can get that.
I know landowners have been sought for consent to do the works, but as far as I'm aware, nothing's happened for a long time.
Okay. The GM has documented that. We'll get some information.
Thank you.
Any other councillors' comments? No? Back to Councillor Meacham to close.
No, just enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. And that's carried. 3.2, policy. 18, employee recruitment and selection policy. A mover, please. Councillor Archer, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Archer. Would you like to speak to this?
Yes, I would, Mayor. Numerous times we've had discussions about this matter, and I've brought to Council's attention my view that we should be externally advertising for major Council positions, not all of them, but major Council positions. I noticed that that hasn't appeared in our final draft, and I can understand that, but I would continue to urge Council to take on board that we should be externally advertising for these major positions just to see who's about. But again, I endorse the policy of recruiting within if we can.
Yeah.
But I do think it'd be just nice to, particularly with the influx of new skills coming into the district, that there might be someone there that could add to Council's skill base.
Yes. Councillor Cassidy, the seconder.
Well, the only comment that I have is I'm not sure I necessarily agree with the 6 month probationary period. I think from an employee's perspective, I think 3 months would be adequate, and it gives them a sense of security. That's just the way I feel about it.
Okay, Councillor Meacham.
I had discussed this with Councillor previously. I do think that making external advertising in the Hobart area would make sense for all the senior positions. We're a separate labour market here, and I do encourage and I very much endorse the preference towards internal recruitment and progression, because I think that sends a good signal to get people into this area and anchor themselves here. It does make sense. If we were Hobart City Council, yes, I'd look at it competitive across, you know, a wide range of positions. But our situation is quite unique. I endorse the practice.
Thank you. Position has some information he'd like to share with us, our finance manager.
So when I've been recruited from this council, I actually was on 6 month probation. Right. I was working with the external body, like as a recruitment agency, and then after 6 months I've been actually been a full-time employee for this council.
Yeah.
And that job actually been advertised on the website of the Southern Central Workforce. They did contact me directly through that way, and that's how I've been got this job. Yeah. Most of the council job actually is being advertised on our council websites. The major actually jobs, we don't actually have many actually been replacements much. Like those who actually came into this council, most of the time they've been working for longer period of time. But our actually policies already says that its probation time is 6 months. If council want to change that to 3 months, that's up to the councils. But other than that, we already actually following our policies, which actually do state how we should be following doing advertising the jobs and for how long someone actually been on probation too.
Thank you, Zish. Councillor Miller, you had your hand up.
Yes, they are, thanks. Be thankful that we did get you. What I would look at is Arthur Johnson. Work experience, do we get any students from, say, the district high schools for work experience, or is the insurance too much for that?
No, we've done a couple, not too bad. It's sort of limited in what you can do. Mm. But I think the last one I've done, the insurance is covered by the school. Mm. So that's not a problem. But we have done a couple. Yep.
Yep.
No, that's all I want. No. Thank you. Alrighty. Okay. So we'll go back to Councillor Archer to close.
Yeah, Mayor, well, I'd like to endorse the 6 month period. Now there's been some discussion on that. I think basically the rest of it's pretty sound. We want to be good preferred employers, and it's important that we set our wages accordingly. It's important we set our terms and conditions accordingly, but we also need to make sure that we've got a workplace that is the most efficient that we can. So again, I'd just endorse the advertising external positions, but suggest council support the motion as it is.
Thank you. Alrighty, so those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Okay, that is carried. Thank you. 3.3 is policy recommendation. May I have a mover, please? Seconder? Councillor Hall. Councillor Miller, you're the mover. Would you like to speak to this?
No, it's fairly straightforward. I mean, I think it's fine. He's done a good job of this, so I've got nothing to say against it.
Councillor Hall, seconder.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Okay, councillors, any comments? Alrighty, so I'll put the recommendation up, those in favour of. Thank you, that is carried. We do have our deputation people here now, which is good. So, we might go back to...
Please.
Yes, we'll go back to We have to have a movement for that, won't we?
11.3. How about, what do you think, since I've moved it, what if I withdraw in this way, we could just listen to what they'd better say?
We'd go back to deputation, don't we? Let's try and find it on more of this paper. 2.2. Alrighty, here we go. So, Haulage Hill, would you like to come forward?
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Hustlers.
Good morning. Good morning, people. Support group.
Now, we need a chair for Maggie.
You can sit over here if you want to. I can take a chair.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And, had a lovely night here in your town.
Oh, you stayed in
I did.
Town. Well done.
It was lovely. Well, welcome and thank you for coming in.
Thank you. My name is Margaret Vinehall. I am a shack owner at Haulage Road Brianna and the spokesperson for the Haulage Road Ratepayers Group. I have prepared this statement to read to you today and then I'm happy to answer any questions. Our group prepared a video and written report for Central Highlands Council on the results of an 18-month trial of the natural deterioration degradation of Haulage Road. That package was sent to all councillors, the Works and Services Manager and the General Manager on August 9, 2026, and we await acknowledgement of its receipt. The report examined... just find my cursor here... The report examined the effects of the trial, the ongoing issue of improper drainage, etc., the ongoing misuse of the road, property damage, the disjointed approach to emergencies, and our concerns for our safety and that of people travelling through the area. Using that information, together with our on-the-ground generational experience, we have submitted the following suggestions in our report. That council and state roads collaborate on a trial period of speed humps, fixed but removable, in summer. That council continue to lobby for state or federal funding to realign the entrances to force a slowdown. That council, state roads, Tasmania Police and Haulage Road Ratepayers establish a working group to develop clear guidelines for the responsible handling of emergencies and road closures. We note that Council has strong policies in place for bushfires, but not for winter events. The words penalties or penalties may apply be added to the residents only 5-ton limit sign. That the trial period of natural degradation continue for another 2 years with work done to address drainage and inundation. That the height of the road continue to fall with no new soil added. On October 3, 2023, under the guidance of former GM Kim Hossack, we wrote to council and provided the names of all 19 shack owners as they appear on the rates notice. Since then, we have dealt with 9 individuals, 5 staff and 4 elected members, and this has resulted in mixed messages and delays. For this reason, I would like to suggest the following, irrespective of the decisions that you make here today. That council prepare a guide for small groups who would like to bring a matter of importance to the attention of council. How to approach, what to expect, what may be required, applying for funding. That staff members be appointed to provide guidance and clear information to small groups when necessary. There is a notice of motion before you today that calls for an engineer's report with a view to drainage works. We note that this suggestion was made to Council in February 2024 by the works manager, but was not endorsed by councillors. We might be having a very different conversation today had that been allowed to proceed. A ground survey would also identify areas where it may not be possible to do something that looked good on paper, such as the presence of growlers. It could also identify 2 to 4 areas for the placement of anchor points for temporary speed bumps to be installed during the summer months. When we came to Chambers in February 24, the first thing I said was, we have a safety issue. It is difficult to overlook. Improving drainage is one aspect of our purpose before you. The real urgency is the need for traffic speed and emergency management. It's difficult to overlook the significant delays that have occurred. While the trial has had a small impact on the issues facing shack owners, we still need permanent solutions that push past expressions like no, it's too hard, or the snow melts in a few days. Inaction is not a solution. We feel that any action from this point on has to have the strength to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. And before we go any further, I'd like to get our Works and Services Manager just to give us an update on the site visit. That will help councillors with information. So, Jason, would you just give us
just for elected members, we did an on-site meeting up there with Margaret in relation to how the roads deteriorated over the last 18 months or 15 months, and to see where we're going to go with that going forward. Obviously, the road has deteriorated. I mean, the residents will know. I'm unsure on how much that's actually deferred people from using haulage road, but that you believe, yeah, that the bulk traffic volume has lessened since the road's deteriorated?
I don't think we can rely on that as a
guide. There's been no traffic count done except when the road's, how the road is at the moment. But, I know we took this report to council back in 2024 with all the recommended solutions from Salt Engineering, who did the traffic engineer for it, and at that stage council wasn't willing to proceed with any of the recommended solutions, but agreed to do the no maintenance period for the 2-year trial. We're at a point where, you know, I believe it's the road's probably getting, you know, because we've still got a duty of care to other road users, that there could be a problem for other road users using the road. So it's really at a point where we need to probably do a grade and get it back to a reasonable standard. We spoke about on site just to do a section of it so that it still looks from either end that hasn't been graded, but I mean that doesn't solve the resident's solution, because obviously when we grade it, people are going to use it. So, and this has been going on for 20 years that I'm aware of at council. So, you know, all the solutions that have been put forward to council in the past, blocking one end off. I know when council spoke to emergency services, they weren't keen for that solution. State growth generally don't wish for that to happen, because as soon as there's an incident on the High Lakes Road, haulage road gets used as a bypass to keep the traffic flowing. Also, if we block one end off, there's really not enough room to do a turning circle within the road reservation up there. Makes it difficult without any private land acquisition. I know, and basically everyone uses the haulage road just to eliminate the 2 nasty hairpin corners on the Highland Lakes Road.
3.
Yeah, 3. Now, I know in that report, which was actually quite, when they did the engineering report, they did a travel time assessment, And Hot Lakes Road is actually 600 metres in distance. The Holy Road is 450 metres in distance. On the Highland Lakes Road, travelling at the speed limit, northbound and southbound was 51 seconds in time travel. If you go on Haulage Road at 450 metres, northbound was 54 seconds, southbound was only 47 seconds. So, you know, it's... but, look, council probably are at the point where they need to make a decision, or are we going to leave it as it is, or and continue to grade it, or... I need to come up with a solution to minimise the use for Haulage Road. Now, one of the solutions was in the engineer's report that came to council back in 2024 was, as Ray was discussed today, about the slow points. So it was basically to have a slow point at either end of Haulage Lakes Road with Haulage, so that vehicles, you know, because it's the geometry at the moment, they can just go straight through from both ends, you know, so it's just the convenience of it, straight through. So to have a slow point where a vehicle, if they're going to use Haulage Road, need to basically almost come to a stop to come in. You know, there's still no guarantee that that's going to eliminate all the usage, but anyone would assume that it's going to minimise it dramatically. So I thought that would be a good solution to do. I know there was a grant available, and I did put a submission in maybe last year or the year before, just not long after that council meeting. And I think we did a cost estimate of around $160,000 or $170,000 to achieve that. Put a grant submission in under the Safe and Rural Roads program. Were unsuccessful. But that's managed through State Growth. We're building Tasmania now, so they did give us some feedback. They weren't 100% content with the idea, which I was trying to find the feedback that they give us in the reasoning why that was the case, but they didn't say that it wasn't achievable. They had to probably, obviously, set in the case chart with them to see if that's something that could be achieved. But, you know, if council are looking at a solution to probably minimise it, that's what I would recommend, to go with the slow point and, you know, get a civil engineer and a traffic engineer to fully do a design, liaise with State Growth, and then put it up for consideration, maybe a budget next year. So... because I think no matter what else we do with Haulage Road, there's, you know, we're going to be sitting back here in another 12 months or two years, and it's been an ongoing issue for 20 years that I can remember. So, but to block one end off, I'm unsure if that's, I mean, that's not my decision, that's a council decision, but I know that there was those constraints thrown from other stakeholders in the past why they didn't want to do that.
Because this is going to take quite some discussion, General Manager suggests that we go to the Bothwell Football Club and hear Bothwell Football Club and then come back. Is that the best?
We have the deputations that are coming, and one's from 10 till 10:15, and 10:15 is the football club, so to stay on track, that's what we should do.
Okay. Are you okay to wait for that?
Yeah, I am. My compatriots might not be. They have other.
I'd like to just a moment, please. I'd like to put the football club forward, and we'll come back to the Haulage. Yeah. So, it's the Boston Football Club. Who would like to represent? Who would like to represent the Boston Football Club? Would you come forward, please?
Thank you, Matt.
Are you still there? Alrighty, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Firstly, congrats on being in the finals. That is brilliant. Yeah. So who would you like to state your name, and who would like to speak first?
Scott Jenkins.
And I'm Brooke Conley.
Okay, who would like to do the speaking?
Obviously there's a couple of issues or things that would be nice to get addressed. Number one is the light situation at the Oval.
I've been there for about 15 years, and I suppose it's been slowly deteriorating since then. We've got an electrician who plays for us, and he sort of said it's about 1960s, I think. Technology, I think they're mercury vapor lights, they take a long time to come on, half of them don't come on. Training is, and like over the last 10 years it's been getting gradually and gradually worse, and it'd be lovely to see a light upgrade there, and maybe with some security lights around the oval.
Yeah.
And that's a broad, quick thing. And the grandstand, the Bothwell footy oval, as far as the ODFA is concerned, I reckon, a bit biased I suppose, but it'd be the best facility in the ODFA. The council does a magnificent job of upgrading, of keeping the grounds maintained and marked. You've got a playground there. Over the last 5 or 6 years, we've been lucky enough to get those club rooms built. And the grandstand is it must have been built 60, 70 years ago. It would have been a huge construction job back there to get done. A little bit of maintenance, like it's a bit of paint. It'd be lovely, I don't know if it could, but in the Bothwell Rabbits and the Bothwell Cricket Club colours, half and half or something. There's a bit of flooring that needs addressing, but from the outside looking in that oval and all the facilities and infrastructure down there, it'd have to be the jewel in the crown of the Central Highlands Council. You know, there'd be the sport and recreation centre of the area.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And Brooke, did you have anything to say?
Obviously, you know, we're coming to the council with these things that things that we would really like to improve on our grounds. But it's not just for us at the Bothwell Football Club, it's for the community, it's for the cricket club, it's for anybody that accesses that service, that recreational ground. So anything that we do will just improve the community to access those things. So, and we know this isn't just going to happen tomorrow. We know there is a process that has to happen with this, and it may take a little while. So through the off-season of the football club, we also are happy to continue to work with council and work around how we can support with writing grants or getting quotes for things or having access to the facilities outside of the normal council hours. So we're really happy to work with council. As Scott said, it's one of the best grounds in the, or is the best ground in the ODFA, and we are really, really pushing the ODFA to have our ground recognised as potentially acceptable for the grand final of the ODFA. So we really say that at every community meeting that we go up. We have the wonderful grandstand that can facilitate that grand final. We've got the facilities with the toileting inside and out. We've got the, you know, all of those things. So we want to bring as much of the community together as we possibly can. So I have written grants for the football club previous years, and we've been able to get small grants to upgrade the FPOS facilities and things, equipment for the children when they do come, so bringing families into the community. So we've been able to access smaller grants, which the football club gives a percentage towards that grant, obviously, and then, but we, as the football club, don't have the funds to for big infrastructure things like the lights. We could do some fundraising and things like that, so we're open to it.
Thank you. I have some councillors that would like to ask some questions, if that's okay. Yeah, it's Councillor Miller, Archer Cassidy, and all right. Councillor Miller.
You talk about the lights. Now, really, those lights, as you said, are old. They're costing a lot more than what they should. So, to me, it's just, it'll be saving money in the long run if we do see if we can get those lights redone to help, you know, whatever. I don't know what the lights are these days.
There is a lot better
technology
today than what it was
10 years ago. Energy-wise too. Yeah, the council is not spending as much, and you've got a safer, actually it's more up on the safety side of it. If those lights aren't working properly, there's going to be an accident, there is someone twisting a leg or what.
There's parts of the ground on training nights that the cricket club feels the same that we can't use. Yeah.
No, I think council should, it would have to go in the next budget meeting.
We'd have to go through a process to, hopefully have a look and see what would it cost to actually do a minor upgrade, which is change the lights. And the other side of it is the lights, there's a difference in requirement for cricket and football. So, we've got to go through that process. But hopefully we can attempt to get some grants. Through the process.
Thanks, Dave. Councillor Archer's next.
Yeah, the council's been very committed to looking after the facilities there and getting them up to standard. We're also working on other grounds in the municipality, as you're probably aware. Mm. Are there co-funding arrangements that you've considered to make a contribution to upgrade your works or grants from the association, for instance? I think it's a great thing that you've actually raised in terms of the grand final. That might make it easier to try and attract some co-funding. If there's alternative sources of income that can be tipped in, it's a much easier sell, as you can imagine.
And
I'm just wondering, first of all, is there a suggestion that you'll be able to make a co-contribution, and or the associations which you're associated with, is there some funds available that we might be able to tap into with the push in Hobart? And most of us are pretty excited about the prospect of a Tassie football team getting up, and in this climate, it might be possible to attract a bit of funding for local leagues.
We do have one of our life members who has offered a generous $5,000 to contribute to that, and we also, I have been searching for grants that the football club might be able to afford to get ourselves and put that 20% in from the football club. So there is grants up to $20,000 that we can access. So we would have to go to the football club as a committee and raise the money of the 20% to put to that $20,000. So we can absolutely do those things, and we can absolutely raise those monies if that comes.
And is there a coordination with a cricket club, for instance, other users? Do you talk to one another?
Yes, we do talk to the cricket club, and we've let them know that we were coming today, and we invited somebody to represent them. Absolutely. We want to work with the cricket club as much as we possibly can. Hmm. And we do that at the start, most of the time at the start of the end of the season, because they're a little bit of overlapping. And sometimes they'll have their celebration through our season. So, we're constantly having conversations about what we can do to support each other.
The amount of money that's been suggested to do the works was in excess of $350,000. Is that a figure that you've heard?
So that quote was from last year. That was a last year quote. And Chuck, did you...?
Yeah, so that original quote, so council did... put in the budget a study to be done by an electrical engineer to get the study done, so what was required to serve the infrastructure outside needed to be upgraded. I think it was in the figure of $300,000, that was for new poles or the earthworks, transformer upgrade outside, new lights, obviously to be the standard that's required for our regional football and cricket. So I think there had to be some sort of monetary in-kind support from council for that grant. I believe that we said that we'd do the excavation works to minimise that. I think that was $450,000. I'm not sure if the football club's got an updated price on that. But, and I think we may have put in for it. No, we didn't put in for the grant. We haven't put in for a grant yet. And just on the current lights are from when the North Durham Football Club were playing out for Hamilton Recreational Ground. Yes. So that's how old they are. So they were taken down from the Hamilton Recreational Ground, so there's no sporting there anymore, and then brought over to Bothwell and put up. And the two current poles, I think we've got a grant for them. Yeah, to put those lights on, so they are very hard. Yeah.
Thanks, Jason. Councillor Cassidy, then all right.
Hi. Thanks for coming today. I wish you would have come last month, because it'll be tough for us to come up with any type of decisions today, budget decisions, because next month we'll be in caretaker mode. I wanted to suggest, I have a phone number here and a gentleman's name by the name of Landon Bannister. Landon Bannister, he's a lighting specialist, and he may be able to come up with an appropriate lighting solution where you may or may not know that we're also pursuing a dark sky reserve here in Central Highlands Municipality. And so we would be looking at, or would like you to investigate, maybe through Landon, getting appropriate type of lighting, specific lighting. And this guy is a specialist. I can give you his name, his phone number, and
well, sorry, Councillor, I think we would go to the general manager to investigate.
But anyway, I wanted to suggest my support for it. And many years ago, we talked about upgrading the grandstand. It's a hell of a lot of money that we'd have to come up with. So in 2 years, we're going to have a state election. And I would say now would be the time to start hammering ministers to get some kind of financial commitment from them to invest. They may tip in some money, a bit of pork barrel. So I would suggest trying to write to each of them.
Yep, anyway, Thank you, Councillor.
All right. Thank you, Kerry. Are you familiar with Cattle Hill?
No.
The grand. So the lighting, David, help me quick.
Yeah.
Lighting thing, that seems to me the type of thing that Cattle Hill would support.
Yeah.
They got $120,000 a year, but I think the application is probably open next week, but you've got to work with council. They don't have $300,000, Jason. But there might be something. Can do that, and that their thing is to support. Well, that's the Cattle Hill Wind Farm up here.
Yeah.
Their thing is to support, community organisations, and this is right in their patch, right? So I'm not sure when that opens. Katrina might know, but it's not going to be long.
We'll for sure let you know.
Work with Steve and everyone, and between the money you've got, some money we've got, our little money, we might get a fair way.
Councillor Meacham?
I just in support of what Jim just said. Both of us have actually sat on that board for Cattle Hill Fund. Probably that 15,000 to 20,000 mark is sweet. So if you've got something discreet,
just part of it, not the whole thing.
Go for it and look to us.
So you'd be comfortable to talk with.
So it's a complicated, smarty grant process.
Thank you.
For
a good start to upgrade the existing ones, maybe.
Into blocks and do another one the following year.
Anything to anything that make it better than what it is now would be fabulous. And look forward to that. Can I just mention one other thing that Scott didn't mention? I'm happy to write a grant, and football club's happy to put the percentage in for seating around the outside of the ground, but we weren't sure how that worked with council and the facilities and things like that. So at the Oatlands Football Club, they just have seating on the outside of the ground. I think they only have 4 or 5. We would like, there is a grant available that through AFL TAS that we can apply for, but I wasn't sure how to do that with being a council.
Jason would like to respond to that. Jason?
Fine, I mean, the football club are willing to put the grant submission in, and you're willing to pay the monetary contribution for that, then probably need some sort of letter from council for support, which we could arrange, and then, the general manager, the council could install the seating.
Correct.
Yep.
So we purchase the seating?
Yeah, if we're happy for you to purchase it, and we can install it.
Okay. Yeah. Does it need to be certain height? Is there any regulations we need to consider that type of
thing? I think a meeting with Stephen would be the best.
Yeah, well, I can talk to him about that. Yeah,
yeah, I think you'll find that there would be some requirements around it. Yeah.
Steel, not wood.
Councillors? Councillor Cassidy, did you speak to this?
May I ask one more question? What are your thoughts about the steel pipes around the oval that are rusting, and some are bent and some are loose and so forth?
I think with a little bit of maintenance, it wouldn't be a huge job to bring it up to scratch. You could sandblast it and blow a coat of paint over it and push it back into shape, and maybe a bit of concrete around a few more posts. It's there, it's not going to cost an absolute fortune to pull it all out and rebuild it. Every footy oval has a has a that very barrier.
Thank you. All right, well, thank you so much for coming along, and good luck with the grand final.
Thank you for giving us the space and time.
Now we
back to Hawley.
Back to Hawley. We'll invite Margaret back up.
Sorry.
We're a bit toing and froing today, Margaret. Apologies. Okay. Where are we with that one? We're back to 1.11.3, correct?
Yeah, correct. And all of us.
Yes.
Are you requesting council to still grade that section before the drive?
Every time you do, you raise the dirt level and it floods down the road. So,
that's not quite right. But
The reason it's washing
material that into the drains at the moment, as when we spoke about up there on site, is because obviously it hasn't been graded, and the water runs down the middle of the road, and it also runs off the northern entrance down the middle of the road off the state growth road. The water.
It doesn't actually.
No, it does.
Well, I inspected it the other day during the rain, and if that was the case, because they are sprayed cement, that's what those drains are at the top, they would have failed years ago. But they haven't, because they carry very little water. The water goes underneath and then pops up at about the quarry, at the top of the quarry. That's where it starts to really enter the hard drain on the right, on the left-hand side as you go down the hill.
Okay.
So those top spray drains, if you go and have a look at them, they get very little water that comes underneath.
Alrighty, so what we'll do, I've got some councillors that wish to ask questions, but first of all we'll go back to that recommendation that was moved by Councillor Cassidy, second by Councillor Hall. So we go to you, Councillor Cassidy, to speak.
Yes, thank you, Margaret and others from Hollis Road for explaining your position. So, in my recommendation, I suggest that we get a road and traffic engineers, and we need to find some way to prevent, except for emergency situations, Highland Lakes Road traffic from taking the shortcut. I know it impinges on your lifestyle up there and your safety and so forth. Also creating a lot of dust for your homes and so forth. I also mentioned about chain controls here, like they have in Canada, whenever you have snow-covered roads and so forth. I won't highlight that too much. I'm more interested in points one and two. Way back in February of 2024, when you came and sat there, I had suggested speed bumps, and I would like to ask, and I think I drew a picture for some folks here, I would like to ask if anybody's familiar with the Brooker Highway exit at Park Street, and then you turn right down Park Street toward Risdon Road, there's these huge, wide speed bumps. Now, they will not be a problem for graders and so forth, as was the objection last time, because of the geometry, you know, the wheels going up and the blade remaining at the same height above the ground. But they do and are very effective at slowing the speeds to 25 kilometers per hour.
So your point, Councillor?
My suggestion is to install those same type of speed bumps, those wide, broad speed bumps like they have on Park Street and Hobart.
Thank you, Councillor Hall.
With going back to Father Roberts, Councillor Cassidy's notice of motion, I thought we'd write a letter to State Growth Law about lighting and indicators to say that the road is inaccessible under certain conditions. But I'm just sort of thinking is, you know, I'm just going out of left field here, you know, Hazel Brothers have got those great big cement barriers, you see them. Could we form a chicane at both ends to slow the traffic down with something like that? Or
are you directing
it? I'm talking to the Works and Services.
That's similar to a slow point, but it'll have to be engineered and designed, and then in conjunction with the Department of State Growth, because the entrances that come off their road.
And if it didn't work, we could lift it up and take it away.
I don't think you'd be able to do it as a temporary sort of fixture. No.
Okay.
That's the design and engineered until it's standard. I mean, the slow points, there's a standard on them.
What it really gets down to is the simple fact is that we need to work with those of Horlidge. I don't know how successful or otherwise the so-called non-grading of the road was, whether that slowed traffic down, whether it's, how it's actually worked. You know, we haven't really got any feedback in regards to, you know, what that actually achieved.
Would you like to respond to that, Maggie? I'd like to respond to a couple of things, Mayor. The first point being that I know you suggested speed humps at that meeting, but you then vetoed the engineer's report that would have allowed that to happen. And that was very disappointing.
The speed humps wasn't in the engineer's report. That wasn't a recommendation. It wasn't a solution. There was four other solutions, but there wasn't the speed humps.
Speed humps were suggested at the meeting in February 2024, and the engineer's report that would have allowed that to happen, that was suggested by you, was vetoed. It didn't get to a vote.
Alrighty. So
my point is that it is a complicated road, and that there's no out of the box solution.
No.
You may require a real engineer with design capabilities to work something out, because the speed humps get the no, this is all too much trouble, we need to find something that actually works. None of us have ever said that we wanted to stop people using Horlidge Road. That hasn't been in our suggestions. We don't mind who you are using it, as long as you slow down, and that's the problem. We can't get them to slow down. Doesn't matter what we do, we can't get them to slow down.
So this work hasn't achieved anything either?
It's had limited results.
Okay.
But one thing it has done is highlight the excessive height of the road that continues to take dirt down into particularly number 14. Number 14 and number 17 have really copped it for a long time. And nobody said anything because they'd paid over $200,000 for the road in the first place. So any additional monetary demands on us will be not welcome.
No, thank you. And that does include Councillor Cassidy's number 1.1 in his recommendation. We've got Councillor Miller, All Right Archer and Meacham to speak. Councillor Miller.
Thank you and the rest of you for coming. Before I go anything, I was talking to my son the other day about this.
And he sends his apologies, because he's one of them that used to use Haulage Road. When he worked up at the Don, he used to come down that way. But mainly, as he said, with all his workers, they did it because they could get past the slow-moving traffic of caravans and tourists, and so that was the main reason for using it. And his suggestion was if they could get onto state road, whether we could get a turnout lane somewhere before Haulage Road. I did have a very good conversation with him, but he said that to him, that was being an project manager. He said that would have been his first preference, would be to get that turnout lane to stop along that traffic. And that's why they speed down there, to get in front of what's coming. So I hope that helps in some way of why they're doing it, and way of compromising with it, I suppose.
Thank you, Councillor.
Can I just say, Councillor Cassidy's idea. I don't know whether anyone's been in Goodwood lately, but they have redone all their intersections into great big speed humps. The whole intersection is the great big speed hump. And again, maybe we look at something like that.
Thank you. Councillor Allwright's next.
Thanks for coming back. I'll be interested in your comment. This is just a comment because I'm clearly not an engineer. But part of the problem seems to be that, as Evelyn said, there's not enough, the present Highland Lake Road up there is too narrow, it's too windy, so that's where the problem is.
That's one of them, yes. When we
but
use the detour,
can the ratepayers group start help council lobby the government? Because when they put all that up, there's a perfectly good board track about 20, 30, 40 metres, depends where you go, and it's a steady grade, but they needed 50, 80 metres wide clearing in environmentally sensitive ground. Well,
exactly.
That's pretty...
Exactly.
So that's the solution, rather than bagging council for not doing it. And you can't, you know, speed humps and all that. How do you put a speed hump on a gravel road? The speed hump's going to wash out. Like, how does that work? So the solution is to clear wider, open it up, so what Yvonne said, but how do you do that? Because the environmental regulations are too hard. So I don't know what the solution is.
Can we hear sorry?
Maybe. Yeah, so I'd be interested in your
yes,
comments.
Yes, and then we need Councillor Archer to speak.
But I'm just interested in the comments, Mayor, whether...
Just a moment. Would you like to respond to that?
I think we've bagged out everyone equally. Seriously, it's not just council, it's state roads, it's the police, it's the contractors that look after the road. If you had a look at the report, I showed you a picture of Vlad the Impaler.
But can we get a 50 metre
Vlad
wider.
The Impaler is now two-pronged, staring right out at you as a motorcyclist.
Yeah, but can...
So it's not just council on its own.
Yeah, can you lobby state growth to clear 50 metres to let the sun in?
It's World Heritage Area, and we'd have to blow the top off all
the ship. That's the thing, but there must be a way to get some sense into it.
Okay, you've spoken, Councillor. All right, Councillor Archie, you're next.
Mayor, there's three things that I'd like to really focus on. One of them is that the council have got two problem roads, in my experience. One of them is Haulage Hill, the other is 13 Mile. I've been lobbied recently about the 13 Mile Road and the condition, which actually highlights some of the things which are common with the Haulage Hill Road.
Mm-hmm.
Some local landowners there, I've contacted them, what are your views on the log trucks that are causing trouble to the 14 Mile, and they say we actually like it because it's reduced the traffic. The two or three landowners that I was in contact with, they basically endorsed the use of the log trucks. They didn't have logging on their property, but they liked the fact that the road was in poor condition. But they said one of the things that's amplifying the traffic is Google Maps recommends the 14 Mile Road as the legitimate passageway. My strong suspicion is that's also we need to really highlight at the northern end of the road, this isn't suitable for caravans in the middle of winter. This is not suitable for two-wheel drives in the middle of winter. This is not suitable even in big rain events. And Google Maps is actually directing people to these roads. It's certainly doing it to the 14 mile. My strong suspicion is that we're doing it to this road as well. So I think there's a couple of approaches we can take there. One is good signage, particularly on the boats as people are getting off, because a lot of it, the through traffic, in my view, is a small volume and a small problem compared to the caravans, compared to all the visitors that these new spirits are going to bring to Tasmania. You know, if we think we've got a problem now, imagine 50% more cars. This is going to get worse, which is why we need to be doing proactively things that we can to address it. So let's look beyond where we're suggesting now, engineering solutions. I think there are a couple of areas there. The Google Maps thing we can pursue. Steve tells me he's had a crack at it before unsuccessfully. Doesn't mean we shouldn't give it another crack, but I'm taking on board that that may not give us the results that we'd like. But also I think signage, particularly on the boats, to indicate that this is not a suitable place for people in wrong conditions to be driving. I think that'll help us. One question I'd like to ask Jason is that, Jason, you're suggesting that blocking one end may be sufficient, are you? Or both ends might be what we need to do? Not blocking, but make them more difficult to get on and off. Is that something that could provide some relief, or are you thinking just one end?
Well, the whole thing is to eliminate the amount of use that haulage road has. That's what the residents want, yeah?
No, we want them to slow down.
So speed and... speed and the volume of traffic that uses
the volume of traffic comes when the road is used as a detour, and there's nothing we can do about that. When Highland Lake Road is closed for significant and insignificant reasons, we become the detour. There's nothing we can do about that. So what the primary thing is to slow them down and to get effective traffic management in emergency situations when the highway is closed.
So, I mean, if you were talking about slowing the traffic down, I mean, obviously, yeah, there are those solutions that we can implement if council decide to do that, and slow points or change in the intersections at either end, so vehicles have to slow down to go through. Does that stop them speeding all the way through the road? Possibly not, but it stops them slowing down at the entrance and the exit. Well, speed humps... which wasn't in the report from the engineer, because I've got it here. But as Councillor Allwright said, I mean, yes, they could be installed on haulage road, but you'd have to construct a short sealed section to put the speed hump on, which you could do. You know, there are other complications that come with speed humps. There is a little bit of an issue for grading, but that's achievable. Obviously, snow. You know, they can't be seen, signage can't be seen. I know if you talk about these places in Hobart and you live outside one of those speed humps, every vehicle that goes past that's a ute and it's got something in the back of the ute bounces up and down in the ute, and the residents complain about the speed humps. So that can become an issue, but they are possible to install. With a short section of steel and then get them installed if council decide to go that way. All these measures that we put in, we're only assuming how much it's going to slow down the traffic. Anyone would think that it would definitely minimise the speed and the traffic volumes, but to what degree, we don't know. There's been an engineer's report tabled a couple of times over the journey to council. So, if we're going to continue grading the road and we have to repair the road at the moment to get it back to a standard because it's been 18 months, 15 months since it's been graded, and I think we're in a position that we need to do that, but if council decide to go with one of these measures, then we probably need to consider putting some money aside at the budget to do that.
Thank you. Thanks,
I would like to know if the assessment report that was supposed to be made in June was actually done. And can we have a copy of that?
June.
Well, there was an 18-month period where you were allowing it to degrade to see how that went, and at the council meeting last year it was said that a report would be done in conjunction with the residents and provided. So has an engineer's report, and it should be in your minutes, has that been provided?
No.
Not done.
What was the report? The report is supposed to detail.
A text, what's happened over the past 18 months, and it was supposed to be provided in a report.
No, but we could get that done.
Well, it was supposed to
but
be
I mean, done. That's, we haven't got it, no. But
I think the real issue that we have here that we've it's been blocked or we haven't maintained it for the period of time, and it has been, my understanding by what I've heard, it hasn't been successful.
Mm.
So whether we graded the road, there'd still be people travelling through there at speed. When we didn't grade the road, we've still got people travelling through there at speed. So the exercise really hasn't achieved, and I think that answers your question.
No,
anyway,
a proper report was supposed to be compiled in June,
yep.
And that hasn't happened.
I'm not sure what the
right.
report was.
Well, let me clear that up for you, if I may. When we came to council, when we asked you to stop grading the road at that time. You agreed that we would both prepare a report at the end of the trial period to assess what had happened.
Yeah.
Well, the only person who's done that is me. So I think is that what you're...
Yes, that's yeah. what I'm referring
Thank
to.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, the thing being is...
done in conjunction with the residents.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the thing is, the residents, it's quite clear that you're there all the time. You've got a better idea as to what has or what hasn't worked. So that's what we're saying.
I mean, from an engineering point of view, we'd only take some traffic count data, install the traffic counter now to see what the traffic volumes would be now while it's deteriorated compared to when it was done in 2024.
Shouldn't that mean they have done all along?
I wasn't aware of the report that had been done.
Minutes.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that. But
yeah,
we've
got to the point now where it's been a trial period. It seems to have failed miserably.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Yep, on what
the
basis?
The middle section of the road became terrible, as it always does, because the middle section of the road has a problem underneath it, and that made them slow down.
Okay.
And as I put in the video, the type of vehicle, in other words, trailers, things like that, have been avoiding it, because they bounce through that middle section. So that part has been very successful in the middle. But it changes.
Mm.
One minute it's got deep ruts, the next minute it's soft and smooths itself out. So an abysmal failure? No.
Okay, so where we are at the moment, we have Councillor Meacham and Honour that wish to speak, but then I'm going back to the recommendation, and if you see the recommendation, that does cover a lot of the conversation here this morning, including number one is to obtain a road and traffic engineer, so to investigate immediately. So keep that in mind. And Councillor Meacham, do you have
when
any...
When I asked a question, I foreshadowed that I'd be wanting to speak to this motion as well, particularly part three.
Well, when I move the recommendation, you'll have a bite of the cherry. So Councillor Meacham,
I have a material interest in this matter. I live in Myina, and I regularly go to... go to Deloraine for shopping, medical appointments, etc. Out of respect for your welfare, I've used this road only once in the last probably 18 months, and that was for an early morning appointment at Deloraine. So with reference to part two, which is about prevent Highland Lakes road traffic from using Hawley's Road except in an emergency, it's not realistic. I did check with emergency services in preparation for this meeting about the number of call-outs they had for vehicles spinning off the road in icy conditions. And so the one occasion that I used it was to avoid the ice on Haulage Hill, so I didn't want to become one of those casualties. And so limiting it to locals only isn't viable. Margaret, the part of your report that really appealed to me was you talked about either scoops
yes.
or temporary, or not temporary, but you know the hard plastic, I've seen the hardened plastic and they're in a chain or a cable.
Yes.
And using those as bumps, I think, could achieve the slowdown that you're looking for.
I've been doing some research into speed bumps.
Yes.
And they are a lot more advanced nowadays. Yes. And they can also be flagged in winter to make them look obvious.
Yeah.
Because it's true, the signposts do get covered in snow.
Yeah.
However, the ones that we are talking about are substantial. They're about a metre wide. They come in segments.
Yeah.
We would need 3 or 4 segments, and they have newly developed pin-down methods that they don't move on dirt.
Yeah.
So they are more up-to-date than your old. There are the other ones that are just like a strip, that when you hit them, they'll go bang. Nothing will happen, but you'll feel it and go, oh. If you're not aware of them, they may disappear. The type that we're talking about are bright yellow and black. Mm-hmm. The black absorbs the cold, so the snow melts off black faster than it does off white.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I've even done some pricing for you if you'd like.
Oh, well done.
So if I can finish, you talked about skirts. I think they would readily fill up with wash material.
They would.
But the humps will probably accumulate material on the high side, on the wash side.
Yes. But they have a double advantage.
Yeah.
In that they can, if they're put in the right place, they will help to divert the water that comes down the road into the proper drain. This is why I've focused on their placement being so important.
Okay, the last point I've made is I'm astonished when I look at your videos, I'm astonished at the number of my interlocals travelling that road.
Oh, you recognise some plates.
I recognise some plates and I could drop them.
Okay, let's move on.
Thank you.
Councillor Honor, and then I'm going to the recommendation.
It's fine with the third one. About the electronic signboards.
Mm-hmm.
The last time the road was closed, it was closed at steps. They were at Watermana turnoff with the sign road closed. It's a fair distance between Watermana turnoff and steps.
Mm.
So they need, and that's not really fair because that was the police. So they need to get their act together, and as for all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Because my son told a few on Barron here, turn around, go down to Melbourne Mowbray and up that way. Because they couldn't drive in it. Oh, but we're driving a four-wheel drive.
Okay, thank you, Councillor.
They need to be precise where these signs are going to go and go by then.
All right, so thank you. So I'm going to the recommendation now, give councillors the opportunity to vote. It was moved by Councillor Cassidy, second by Councillor Hall.
I still have the last say, don't I?
You do have the last say. Councillors have spoken, obviously. Councillor Archie, you wish to speak?
Yes, ma'am. Just on the motion that Rob's put, there's three elements, and the third, I just have I don't know that that's necessarily where we need to be today. I think it just muddies the water, really. But man control, I don't think we've got any chance of getting up a chain control station with the chains. I think, you know, what we're looking for is outcomes, something that council moves that will actually produce something solid and on the ground. I'd like to speak very much in favour of what Councillor Allwright had to say in terms of this is really being forced on council by poor state roads policy that's been thrown at us by the road itself not being fit for purpose. And I think, you know, that's, we should put a lot more effort into that and support the ratepayers, in my view, whether we do any good with this or not, that's ought to be an area where we concentrate. I'm wondering, Robert, what your thoughts are in one, where you're saying obtain a traffic engineer's report, and then the next two parts. Well, we've already contacted Tasmania Police. That hasn't been terribly successful. I don't think we can deny the traffic on the road. I don't think we can do much about the chain control station, but I think what we can do is the first part, and we may be able to do other things as well. What would your thoughts be on an amendment to that motion?
Councillor Cassidy.
Yeah, we've got a lot more now than we
do. So if I can point out here, you can see right there that Google Maps clearly shows from Liffey Falls to Myena using Highland Lakes Road. Okay, it's right there. Google Maps doesn't direct you onto Haulage Road. That's point one, all right? The second point that I want to make is we want to find a solution for you, Margaret. Have to find a solution for you, all right?
Thank you.
And I intend to do that, okay? You see this? My point is this speed bump up.
Yeah.
You have something to say? I pointed out this speed bump here. Respect on Park Street previously. This broad speed bump will limit the speeds down to 25 kilometers per hour. These small ones won't, and they'll get buried, and they'll damage the blade on the grader. These will be effective. They'll serve you well. They'll slow the traffic to 25 kilometers per hour. Is that what you want? You need to slow the traffic down.
Okay.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Councillor Cassidy, could I ask you if you would be prepared to amend, like it appears that number one is definitely the important one. As for two and three, not sure how that will go. I can test the table.
Would you like to amend?
Excuse me, Madam Mayor. So if I can continue then.
Yeah, but the thing is, Councillor Cassidy.
Councillor Cassidy. General Manager.
Really what you've got to is point one and point two are probably fine. Point three is really a non-event.
Unless, see, what we're doing is we're trying to pester state roads. If we pester state roads enough, they might get their act together.
Yeah, but if we go to them and ask for a chain man to stop the traffic, I don't think that they're going to come. They're going to treat it with probably the contempt it deserves. The point there is one and two are the serious issues that we need to grapple with.
Could we hear the GM, please? Respect around the table. Back to you, General Manager.
I think Councillor Archer was leaning towards point one, didn't like point two, but I'm not fussed about point two. But I think one and two have got common sense. We really need to think about whether we have point three in there or not.
I can't speak again.
No, you can't speak again. Councillor Cassidy is to close now, and then I'll put the recommendation up.
Assuming we have an amendment.
Well, Councillor Cassidy was asking.
I'll remember that we drop number two and three out, so it only becomes number one.
Just a moment, please. Councillor Allwright is moving an amendment, and it's seconded by Councillor Archer, and that amendment is Councillor Allwright.
The first point of Councillor Cassidy's motion.
Point one of Councillor Cassidy's motion. Alrighty. Okay. So I can put that recommendation forward.
Well, we debate the issue, debate the amendment.
Councillor Allwright, you'd like to speak to that?
So, it's clearly having a manned change station, they're going to chuck the request out, and along with it, our ability to contact them, so I can talk to them sensibly. The second point, that's being floated around, and the residents there don't really want to prevent access. Is that correct?
And you don't talk to the just talk to the council.
So the second point here is to work with the police to prevent Highland Lake Road through traffic from using Hawley's Road. Well, that wasn't really part of your intention, was it?
Yeah.
It's not to stop. So that's not part of the intention. So let's drop that one out.
Can I just ask, are you debating the notice of motion now?
No, we're debating.
Yes, we are, but there's an amendment to it.
An amendment.
It's a new one now, it's the amendment.
But it was you're originally debating the. There's no recommendations on apart from the notice of motion, is that right?
There's a notice of motion which we now have an amendment. The notice of motion has 3 points to it.
Yes.
The amended motion only has point one.
Okay, thank you very much. That's point one. So, all right, so we've got Councillor Archer.
Yeah, I've spoken enough. I endorse what Councillor Wright's saying. I think we ought to get better outcomes. I think we can do more, but I think there's, based on the motion we have before us, this is a good first step. But I think there are other things we can do today that perhaps we should toss around. And one of the things that's in my mind is that I know when you're heading down Constitution Hill in a frost, you get a warning sign there saying, 90 kilometres an hour.
Correct.
Or 70 kilometres an hour. That would be something that we could do that might have a real effect. It seems the speed is as much an issue as anything else. And if that brings it to people's attention, then I think that it may well be worth our investment, and perhaps we can get the state growth to kick some funds in towards that. There are other solutions, but I feel remiss that I've missed the fact that we should have done this engineering report and let's go ahead and get it done.
Yes. Okay, so I'll open it up for councillors' comments. Councillor Meacham.
Yeah, I support what Councillor Allwright said earlier. GMC, I think in point number two, I think you missed the part that says it has to be a declared emergency. There are a lot of users, including myself, who use this very occasionally to avoid a sliding off the road on the zigzags. So that's why I'm supportive of knocking out part two, and part three is completely unworkable.
So we're only working the amendments, point one only.
That's right, exactly. I'm supporting Councillor Allwright on that.
Councillor Cassidy.
Yeah, so I'm happy to forego on point two and three. The only thing that I think that we need to include in that engineer's report is these speed bumps, broad speed pads. And I support Anthony's suggestion there of having the signage to say slow down due to wet and slippery conditions. But 90 kilometers per hour is way too fast still. It should be probably 20 in those conditions. I grew up in the mountains, in the Sierra Nevada mountains, okay? Snow higher than anything deeper here, anything here. We're just driving way too fast. Even with four-wheel drive, I've seen four-wheel drives upside down. They're just driving way too damn fast.
Okay. Any other councillor comments before I go back to council? All right, to close. All right.
So it's been well discussed. A competent traffic engineer will come up with, will already know about the speed humps. I'm confident, Councillor Cassidy, that a competent traffic engineer won't need your advice.
Okay, councillors, can breathe. So now I shall put the
amended motion.
The amended motion forward.
Which is point one only.
It is point one only, thank you, GM. So those in favour of point one amended, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against?
I'm against unless you include the word speed bumps, okay?
That's
my point.
It isn't on the amendment.
It's already been mentioned by Councillor Allwright.
Well, it's not included, is it?
No, but no. I think a competent engineer would actually look at those options.
But they overlooked it last time, did they not? Yes or no?
I don't really know.
So thank you. That's not debatable. Thank you. Councillor Cassidy, are you still against?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All righty, so that goes through.
Okay, now the amended motion becomes the motion. Those in favour of the amended motion?
Please raise your hands. Those against? Councillor Cassidy. All righty. Thank you. That was...
Sorry.
Okay, we shall Move on. 4, revenue generation and financial management. 4.1 is the monthly finance report. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Honour. Councillor Cassidy, any comments?
No.
Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Laws? No.
Is this the same one that went to order?
Yeah. Thank you, Susan. It's always a very good report. Congrats with all that. Well done. Okie dokie, I'll put the recommendation forward. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Carried, except for Councillor Archer, who is not in the room.
So you're starting to give me a lot more colours. Can I make a... I know we're past, I just want to make a comment about this finance report.
We're closed.
No, I'm not seeking to change the...
Well, no. We move on to 4.2.
Right.
4.2 is request for rates of remission. Okay, mover, please. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Honour. Any comments, Councillor Cassidy?
I'm in mood to bless it.
Councillor Honour.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Okay. And Councillor Laws. Okay, in saying that, I'll put the recommendation forward. Please raise your hands in favour of. Okay, carried. 4.3, request for rates remission. Mover, Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Allwright. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
It's a worthwhile event in the whoop-whoop and... Everyone uses them.
Okie dokie, Councillor Allwright.
Yes, Mayor, I'd like to ask our General Manager a question. So, does he understand, does he know why we are allowed to rate these even though we remit them? We rate them and they're in a national park, but there's other properties in national parks that we are allowed to rate. Is there a
just a moment. It's the council. All right, asking a question to the
is
GM.
Is there a reason behind this, Mr. General Manager?
Look, I don't know. I'll go in with a bit of a history lesson. The simple fact is, yes, this isn't a commercial activity, and in a lot of cases, because they're leasing the property off the Crown, they then deem to charge them a rate. I made comment about 2015 Council wrote to the Minister and the Premier, and that was over the commercial activities of Benaki and Thousand Acre Lodge. No response was ever received, and two letters were sent, but no response was received. But I also raised this issue at the audit panel meeting with the Auditor General over the fact that these commercial activities occur and it doesn't comply with national competition policy, and also raised the issue of why they're not pursuing payment in lower rates for the valuation division. I know that's a long answer to your question, but yeah.
So the solution to this problem might be for the Wellington and Joe Slatter hut to, the inbred hut to become commercial.
Okay.
We could make a charge for their services and we wouldn't rate them.
Okay. Alrighty, councillors, any questions? Okay, back to the mover to close.
Who moved it?
Councillor Honour,
move it. Yeah, no,
it's
all fine, thank you.
Those in favour of, please raise your hands. Very good. Carried. Okie doke. 4.4, mover, please. Councillor Miller. Seconder, Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Miller, any comments?
Yeah, correct.
The numbers might change.
The numbers might change.
Okay. Alrighty. Councillor Cassidy, you're the seconder. Any comments?
Nothing.
Councillors, any comments? Okay, we'll put you to close, Councillor Miller.
Oh, that's all right. It's only for the solid waste damage fee. It's not for the whole lot, so that's fine.
Okay, those in favour, please raise your hands. Alrighty, that's carried. 4.5, mover, please. Councillor Hall. Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Hall, any comments?
This has been an ongoing one since I've been the council mayor, and I'm quite happy with it. Yep.
The only reason it's changed is because it's the lease has gone into the sun's name.
Yes, correct.
Seconder is Councillor Cassidy, any comments?
No.
Councillor Laws, any comments? Councillor Hall to close?
Nothing to say, Mayor.
Thank you. Those in favour of, please raise your hands. That is carried. Thank you. 5.1, mover, please. Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Miller. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Miller?
I know I'll do this in a second, it's pretty quick.
Sorry?
I said, I know I'll do this in a second, it's pretty quick. 15 Franklin Place, Hamilton, with signage, three signs. What month is that? Jackson?
Do you know the answer to that, General Manager, offhand?
No, I don't, but I'll go and ask.
I want to know where the signs are going for that one.
Three signs.
I'm sure
it probably is, but I'm not sure.
I'd say it was.
It looks like the NRA building.
What? Oh, you may be right.
Which one?
The NRA.
The old school.
Oh,
we can see the signage around the plant nursery, I would believe.
I was thinking further down.
That rings the bell.
Yeah.
It must be a red
not the hand. You can't put up some camera signs in the
book.
No. You've already got the sign.
The nursery signs for NRM.
NRM, very good. Spot on. Thank you. All good. Okay.
No, that's fine with
me.
That was my
own. Okay, councillors, any questions? Back to the mover to close, Councillor Honour.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Those in favour, please raise your hands. That's carried. 5.2, mover, please. Councillor Cassidy, seconder. Seconder. Councillor Archer. Okay, Councillor Cassidy, would you like to speak to this?
No.
Councillor Archer?
No.
Councillor Laws?
We'll try again, won't we?
Correct.
Sorry? What did you mean?
That'll do one, Steve, do you think, or not?
Not for the amount. Not for the amount we're looking for.
I wouldn't think so.
No. Okay. Back to the mover, Councillor Cassidy?
Nothing.
Okay, recommendation, those in favour, please raise your hands. Carried. 5.3, a mover, please. Councillor Archer, Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Archer, would you like to speak to this?
Yeah, I would, Mayor. It's come to my attention that, in an adjoining municipality, there have been ratepayers adversely impacted by council not being able to do anything at all about caravans and other structures on the block of land next door. And we're talking 20 metres out the back gate. There are people there who have moved into old buses. They've moved into caravans, all sorts of other sites. Almost derelict dwellings. At least this gives council some authority to have a negotiation around the caravan part of that picture. I can remember that we had some problems with some disadvantaged people using children living on council land. I think as a council, and we've expressed the view numerous times that we've got a strong responsibility to try and provide homes for homeless people, that we don't want to be putting people out in the streets. But this at least gives us some framework to work around. And it's very generous in terms of the periods that people can occupy caravans for. And it clarifies people storing caravans on their own land. I think it's actually a pretty good draft, actually.
Thank you. Councillor Cassidy, you're the seconder?
No, nothing
else. Councillors, anything? No? Back to Councillor Arthur to close.
No, I endorse the motion, Councillor.
Thank you.
Can I just make one comment?
Yes.
Councillor Cassidy raised with me the officer's response where it says in submission one, unoccupied or occupied for more than, less than, it's more than 14 days.
Thank you for that clarification.
More so, it's a typo there, that's all.
Okie doke, any other comments? Right, back to you, Councillor Archer, to close.
No, I have nothing.
Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Okay, that's carried. A mover for 5.4.
Before we go any further, Councillor Cassidy raised the issue that it's not slammon, it is salmon.
Slammon? That's scary.
There's actually another typo in this one too. Oh, yes. Resource.
Yes.
Resource processing this.
Alrighty. Who moved that recommendation? I'm not sure.
Archer moved it, Mayor.
Archer and Meacham. Councillor Archer, Councillor Meacham. Alrighty, Councillor Archer, would you like to speak to it?
I would, Mayor, that there's a standard RAW which is the industry supposed to adhere to. I think there needs to be a level playing field in terms of the way this waste is disposed of. My understanding is that the people who are doing this disposal are actually doing the community a great service. That Cadbury's could not function without the waste being able to be removed. The salmon farms couldn't function without the salmon waste being removed. It just needs to be treated in an environmentally sustainable manner. There are two issues, from my understanding. One of them is odour, and the other is residue from unprocessed waste. And that is, you can't spread raw fish on the ground. They have to be processed in some way. One of the major reasons for that is a huge disincentive for landowners, that if livestock have been grazed on these areas, they can be restricted from sale for a year, which is a long period of time, particularly if it's livestock fit for market. I don't know the impact on things like dairying, but I do know it needs to be handled sensibly, and the industry, in the case of Cadbury's, in the case of Boyer, in the case of the salmon farms, we're all responsible. It's just a matter of making sure that we've got controls around how this stuff is to be spread around the district. And I personally got some concerns about being too close to townships and being too close to water courses. If we tick those two boxes, largely it'll be a do no harm industry, but I do think we need those protections in place. So I endorsed our environmental officer making these submissions, but there is one point in the submission I'm not sure it's going to be quite tight enough for us. Here it is. Part 2, it talks about the EER should be amended to include a maximum particle size and be clear on how to monitor particle size and how to address non-compliant liquid wastes. And again, this would be on Louise's advice, but to be adherent to raw, and perhaps that we just need to put that in, it can't be raw material. It needs material that's been treated with an acid, which I think is what they do anyway, or treated with a heat. Because if you put the raw material on the ground, that invokes this minimum 12 months before livestock can be on the land, which I don't think anyone's interested in.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. Councillor Meacham, the seconder.
Look, I see Councillor Archer's covered the issues more clearly probably than I could. I would, though, echo the concern what makes our waterways often very unique is their low nutrient loads and the wash off from these sites. In particular, needs to be closely monitored, otherwise we get algal blooms, etc. So, otherwise, yes, I endorse what Councillor Arthur has uttered.
Thank you. I've got Councillor Allwright and Cassidy to speak. Councillor Allwright.
This sort of waste is well recognised, well regulated in agriculture. The concerns about the chunky nature of some of it that have left processing, I think that's very valid. So she's going to make a submission that includes that point. Apart from that, their cultural system monitors that itself. I don't believe there's any real obligation of council, but what I've heard, there has been some up in the Doon Valley Way that's been spread, but the council hasn't been involved in managing it at all. It's the natural system itself, the EPA. We should be doing those submissions, basically, what I'm saying.
Thank you, Councillor Cassidy.
This 5.4, gives our council authority to make a representation. I believe that we should raise the concerns of the municipality. It also pulls the Spectrum's feet to the fire to make sure they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And as Anthony was talking about the size and any unprocessed fish bits.
Yes, thank you. Any other councillors? Back to you, Councillor Archer, to close.
No, I've said all I need to say, Mayor. I just endorse the motion for council. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Very good, that's carried. 5.5. Remover, please, for the recommendation. Councillor Cassidy. And the second, Councillor Honour. Any comments, Councillor Cassidy?
No, I'm just lost on this.
Yeah. Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillors? Back to Councillor Cassidy to close.
Nothing.
Okay. Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation? It's just to act as a planning authority. It's pretty straightforward. Thank you. That's carried. 5.5.1, mover please. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Miller, Meacham, I think it was. Sorry, Councillor Meacham. Okie dokie, Councillor Cassidy, to speak to this.
Since I've already got a reputation on Jones Road, I think I'll continue. So I'm for this as it is.
Rightio. Councillor Meacham, you're the second.
I thought that Jones Road was in the third.
Well, we've done it.
I'm going to refer back to the comments I made in my motion about our need for a strategic plan in relation to housing. I'm going to vote for this, but I have grave reservations about it. This property is directly next door to the Central Highlands Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
We have a huge proliferation of short-term rentals on the Central Plateau to the detriment of the longer-term rental market.
Mm-hmm.
We are overdue, as part of that, and I will pose this, we do have a workshop in relation to a developing residential strategy. We're proposing that we put a differential rate on short-term accommodation that exists in Hobart. Now, once this approval is given, this person or this group will be paying the regular level of rate. And what we're contributing to is what the Americans call the Aspenization of towns. As happened in the ski resort Aspen, the visitors with far better buying power are monopolising the rental and the accommodation market to the detriment of those people who live there, service people, retail people, etc. I'm going to vote for it, but they have advantage, these short-term accommodation places have an advantage over the pub and the lodge. The pub and the lodge pay all sorts of compliance notices. They have inspections, etc. Once we pass this, it's rapidly falls in relation to this accommodation. So, yep, I'll vote for it, but please note my objections. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillors, any comments? No. Back to Councillor Cassidy to close.
Well, I think our planning officer made some pretty good arguments in there and so forth. The sits above the lodge and so forth. There's arguments about noise and so on and so forth. I understand that one facility up there, one lodging facility up there, is fully booked. They've got group in there. And so I would argue that there's probably insufficient lodging up there, temporary lodging. Especially during when we had these championship fishing events and so forth. And let's say for the future, if we have dark sky events up there that will attract overnight visitation, where are they going to stay? Especially if the hotel is booked out or the other place is booked out. And also, these people here at the this short-term visitor accommodation that's proposed, they'll be using those facilities for meals and et cetera. So, I'm absolutely for this.
Thank you. You've closed now, so I'll put the recommendation forward. Those in favour, please raise your hand. Is there anyone? No. No against. That's carried. 5.5, a mover, please. Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour. Any comments, Councillor Miller?
No.
Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Laws? Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Carried. Thank you. 6.1, nil report. 6.2, may I have a mover, please? Councillor Honour, Councillor Miller. Okie dokie, Councillor Honour, do you wish to speak to this?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
Councillor Miller.
They're doing a great job up there, and that op shop, it's grown.
It's what?
The op shop has grown significantly.
Okay.
So that's good. I was up there the other day, but everything seems to be going well, and let's hope they get into that.
Alrighty.
6.1, we're on 6.2.
6.1 was a nil report.
Yes.
Yes, we did go through that one. Councillors, any comments?
Yeah, I think the hatch has been so successful, it would be great to see it duplicated around the district more.
Yeah.
I can see huge benefits at Hamilton and Bothwell from a similar facility, probably run by the same people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a wonderful initiative that I entered. I'm sure we could come to some arrangement. I would just encourage the people who are running the show to continue to do what they're doing well.
They are doing a great job. Excuse me. 6.2, Councillor. Ash Cottage. But yes, they're doing a wonderful job.
Fine, but I'm
struggling
to get my
inner
into
it. Okay, back to the closer, Councillor Honour.
Yeah, no, that's fine, but yes, it should be more around the whole Central Highlands.
Okay.
There should be things. They don't even have their alternate meeting over here anymore.
Be nice to invite them perhaps to council and have a chat.
Yeah, well, they used to have a meeting here and a meeting over there every second month, like they used to swap.
Yeah, they are doing a great job.
And has it declined here? Has their influence here declined, do you think?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. No, we need to be more united. Alrighty, so in saying that, Councillor Honour has closed. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. And that is carried. 6.3 is the Legat Annual General Meeting. Notice of motions. Alrighty. Recommendation. A mover, please. Councillor Meacham, seconder. Councillor Miller. This is that Council support the motion of the minutes of 113 Annual General Meeting. Be confirmed. So, Councillor Meacham, to speak to this?
Yeah, it just occurs to me that I wasn't present at that meeting. Probably shouldn't have moved.
Oh, you wasn't present?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't see that as a concern.
You don't? Okay. That's fine, Steve. Okay, in that case, yeah, I support the endorsement of it. Thank you.
Thanks for mentioning that, Councillor Meacham. Alrighty, so we've got Councillor Meacham moved, Councillor Miller second. Councillors, any comments? No? Alrighty, so I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour, raise your hands, please. Carried. Alrighty, recommendation. Mover, please. Councillor Miller, seconder? This is supporting the
President's report.
Back to you, Councillor Miller, to close.
Did you get a second?
Yeah.
Yes. Councillor Miller, second by Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Miller to close. To speak to. And Councillor Cassidy to speak to as a seconder. You're fine. And councillors, any comments? Alrighty, the recommendation. Those in favour, please raise your hands. And that's carried. Recommendation. Okay, a mover, Councillor Cassidy. A seconder, Councillor Hall. Councillor Cassidy to speak to.
It's just a clarification. I confirm what we're talking about. Budget now, the 2026-27 LDF budget subscriptions, etc.
Financial statement.
Financial statements from July 24 to June 25 be received and adopted.
All right. I was ahead of myself.
Do you want to change your mind?
Yeah, I'll change my mind. Let somebody else move it.
Okay, a mover. Do you want to go to the mover, Councillor Hall?
Yeah.
Seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Hall can move, and I need a seconder. Councillor Honour can second. Okie dokie. Do you need to speak to it, Councillor Hall?
No, nothing to say.
And Councillor Honour?
No.
Okay. Councillors? Back to Councillor Hall to close.
Nothing to say, Mayor.
Very good. Those in favour? Carried. Goody gumdrop.
Councillor Cassidy.
What was the hand up for, Councillor Cassidy?
Do you want to move this one?
Yeah, I'll move this one about the descriptions and all this version, please.
Okay, good.
Seconder.
Councillor Meacham. Councillor Cassidy, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, I oppose it. I think they earned enough.
Rightio. Councillor Meacham, seconder.
We've got some, particularly on the income side, and on the planning side, we have some really significant concerns that cannot be handled by us alone. I'm supportive of this motion. I'm supportive of our active involvement for the gas. I recognise the GM does extensive work with them that is productive. We need more productivity ahead with issues that some of which we'll deal with in closed sessions. So I very much support this motion. I think it's a necessary expenditure to advance our interests.
Okay, out to councillors. Councillor Wright.
So, whatever we think of the GAP and whether we can work with them or not, I don't think it's worth going into a fight with them over a 3% wage increase, which is 3.5%, which is under what we are going to get.
Any other comments, councillors?
And the 4.5% subscription increase is less than inflation anyway.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Back to Councillor Cassidy to close.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, LGAT, that's the job. They're supposed to be supporting us. I don't think they were very supportive of both government or smaller councils, especially at all. You know, all you have to do is just reflect back on, you know, Mick Tucker and all going on about reducing councillor numbers and whatnot. I think Elgat, they're a gross waste of time and a gross waste of money and oxygen fees in my mind.
Well, move the motion to withdraw.
Excuse me. Okay, we've had Councillor Cassidy close. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against? Councillor Cassidy's against. Okie dokie.
Just in your withdrawal there, old, you've still got to pay 12 months subscription. It's 12 months in advance.
The time to do it right now. It's open for the next
one. Okay, recommendation. Council support the motion 1 and 2. Mover, please. Councillor Cassidy, seconder. Councillor Miller. Comments, Councillor Cassidy?
No, not
Councillor Miller?
That's fine.
Councillor Laws?
No.
Back to you to close, Councillor Cassidy?
No.
Okay, those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Carried. Mover for Council support the motion that members endorse a proposed change to Legat rules for the use of the common seal. Mover, please, Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Triffert. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No, nothing to add.
Councillor Triffert?
No.
Councillor Laws?
Yeah, good job to keep up with this, man.
Yeah, practice. Okie doke, back to Councillor Honour to close.
No.
Very good. So therefore I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Very good. Carried. 6.4, notice of motions, recommendation moved by Councillor Cassidy, second by Councillor Hall. Any comments, Councillor Cassidy?
Yeah, I generally support this, except for item 4.2.3, learning and development. You guys are well aware of my feelings about that. It's a bunch of crap.
Okay, yep. So you want that documented?
Yep.
Not exact word for word? Okay. The second, Councillor Hall.
Nothing to add.
Councillor Laws, Councillor Meacham.
I'd like to point that I'm one of two councillors on the Learning and Development Subcommittee from the GAD. The work they do is valuable. The reporting mechanisms through here, I can't report it directly myself. We do have some matters of substance to deal with at coming meetings between now and the local government elections this year. So I endorse 4.2.3.
Any other councillors? Alrighty. Those in favour of the recommendation? Please raise your hands. Okay, carry on.
I didn't close it though.
Oh, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, now.
Well.
Did you need to speak, Councillor Cassidy? Because I've sort of the.
So this is why he's supported.
The trains left the station, Councillor. Oh, dear. Okay. Alrighty. Recommendation number 7.1, mover, please. Works and Services, that's Councillor Triffert and Councillor Miller. Any comments, Councillor Triffert?
No.
Councillor Miller?
No, that's
all. Councillor Laws? Councillor Laws?
Not while he's in the room, is
he? I just want to thank. I'd like to thank Works and Services for the work they're doing and for the way Jason participated this morning with Haulage Hill. Thank you. Councillor Honour.
Clay Street, where they've done that new footpath, curb and then gutter ring.
Okay.
That's all breaking away. The sealed footpath is breaking away because there was no curb and gutter ring for them there.
Well, I'll look at it.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks for that, Councillor Honour.
That's okay. I only noticed it when I delivered the mail.
Oh, okay. Any other councillors? Comments? Alrighty. Back to you to close, Councillor Triffitt. Those in favour, please raise your hand. Alrighty. Carried. 7.2, Targa. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Meacham. Councillors?
For it.
Oh, you didn't speak to it yet.
I haven't been through Balfour one for a long time.
And I'd like to say for you. You wouldn't want them. You wouldn't want them. I can guarantee that.
Alrighty. Councillor Cassidy has moved, spoke to it. The seconder is Councillor Meacham. Would you like to speak back? Councillor Meacham?
How the hell this event is still legal, I don't know. The death rate, what, in the last 5 years, 3-4 people? I'm looking towards Mr. Bestry, might have a better count on his head than me. It's a ridiculous event. And why the hell the state government hasn't moved on banning it, I don't know. Too many deaths, too many speeds, they go through Maine at a rate you wouldn't believe. I've seen them go through Maine, maybe not in competition, but certainly participating. So, we second it, of course, and I'll probably vote for it, but it's a ridiculous thing. It should never happen.
All righty, councillors, Councillor Miller.
My concern, and I know that at some states they have to give way to allow emergency vehicles through, but I'm not happy with them going through some of these roads because there's no secondary road to get to anybody if they need an emergency vehicle.
Thank you. Councillor Honour.
Yeah, it has been put off for a couple of years while they upgraded protocols and everything, so it should be a lot better this year.
Thank you.
This is the first year back.
Thank you. Any other councillors? All right, Councillor Cassidy, would you like to close?
Yeah, second that worked, as you would say. And, I think it's an excellent event. And, the problems they had is because folks that don't live in the state, they participate in this event, and they don't know our roads. So, but I think that's been mitigated. I think they've given them a day of driving on the road normally before they actually conduct the event.
Okay. Righty, those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against? Against is Councillor Miller.
Actually, yes, can I take my vote? I too want to register against. Thank you.
Councillor Miller and Meacham are against?
Yep, thank you.
Righty-o. So it passes on.
No, I'm busy.
You found your face.
Recommendation, Councillor Archer. Moved, seconder. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Archer, would you like to speak to this?
I would, Mayor. I think it's good that we're moving on the sale of the surface properties. But I'd also like to expand to include other blocks of land that our staff identify in the Waiatina area as being suitable for sale. Mm-hmm. We've spoken about several other blocks. I know that there's a feeling that we need to put them on the market, and I'd leave that to the discretion of the general manager for this way to recoup. But what I'm concerned that we're going into caretaker mode, that between the 7th of September, we can't make these decisions to divest or purchase large capital items. So I'm just thinking, let's give our GM the approval. He's got to come back to council anyway to get the sign off on it, so it's not the final tick the box, but it allows him to then get really serious about looking at the opportunities for marketing these blocks of Waiatina on behalf of council. And so I just, whilst I'm moving the motion, I'd like to just expand it to include other blocks of land at Waiatina at the discretion of the GM and our council staff and advisors.
Okay.
So,
yes, you did. Your turn, Councillor
Cassidy. I agree with Anthony on that. It should be expanded.
Thank you. So, pardon me. Well, what was your comment again, Councillor Cassidy?
You're seconding the amendment?
Page 76.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, I second this amendment. I think that we should give our GM full authority as DEOC to get rid of this, whatever lands that he identifies.
Yes, I thought that was a given for the general manager's position.
I think that perhaps we need to have an amended motion rather than just adding on to that. So that means we need to have two other councillors to amend that motion.
So to the general manager, wouldn't that be a given that you do that in your role?
No, wouldn't be. Wouldn't be, so because the motion is specific.
Yeah.
So do we need to change it?
So we need an amendment that allows you to consider...
Well, it's either an amendment or you can have Councillor Archer and Councillor Cassidy agreeing to the motion that they've just both put, which is including the part for other blocks of land with the GM's
discretion. So, Councillor Archer, would you like to... You're the mover.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to just change the language slightly. In addition to the block that's listed in the motion, that Council authorised the GM to work with our staff and advise us to look at other opportunities for the sale of this land at Waiatina, and where economically sensible, I guess.
Are you happy to second that, Councillor Cassidy? Rightio. All right. Up to councillors. Councillor, all right, you had your hand up.
I'm happy with the amendment, Anthony, but I thought the discussion was we could make this happen now, right? This one is here, but the other blocks at Waiatina needed Jason to work through how much, what are they called, cable drains, and how much other improvements would need it before they get to sale stage. So, with the amendment, we can still do this.
Yeah, correct.
It doesn't actually change it.
No.
It's a wording change at the moment.
That's the background for just this part here. Yeah. And we need to do this before we go into caretaker mode.
Yep. Yep.
But we can't do anything with the other blocks of Waiatina because it needs permanent government.
Well, we need a subdivision proposal.
And a subdivision proposal, everything like that.
Except that we've done it in the past, and I think the previous council may well have moved the motion to sell, to divest. But, you know, we're talking some time ago.
They approved on that council, and we did not ever get close.
Right.
To moving a motion to sell. What we got close to...
Councillor, right, the GM's making a comment.
Have a look at it.
No, it was to subdivide. There was a DA done to subdivide.
Yeah, but we didn't get to this point.
No, correct.
All right.
Thanks for the clarification.
So, Councillor Archer has slightly changed the wording, that's correct.
Yeah.
And Councillor Cassidy has seconded the motion. So, comments from councillors. Councillor Allwright has spoke. Councillor Meacham.
I've just emphasised the point that that advertisement for that property number beginning 01 and ending in 99 still goes ahead anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's a sensible addition. I endorse what Councillor Archer put up.
Thanks. Alrighty. Any other councillors' comments? Back to Councillor Archer to close.
No, I think we've had some good discussion out there. I just think that there's a short-term window that we have to capitalise on the sales and the developments going on up there. Let's grasp it. If the GM needs a clear message from us, which I think was sent, please go ahead. You know, if there are opportunities there where you don't have to do further engineering, let's just get them on the market at a sensible price. And it'd be nice to see council, you know, get some income back rather than just be burdened with maintaining these blocks all the time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Very good. Alrighty, so I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That's carried. 9.1. Mover, please. Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Miller. Councillor Cassidy, any comments?
I don't have any comment.
Councillor Miller, any comments?
No, that's been going on for a while, so it's fine. Nothing new with it.
Okay. Councillor Archer.
Yes, Mayor, I'd just like to ask a question again. My understanding is, Stephen, that we're contemplating making, is this the house that we're looking at as making available for ancillary doctors and medical staff? That this leasehold prohibits us from doing that, or was that a different property?
No, this is the same property.
Right.
Yeah, the ambulance service have utilised this building for a long period of time. And quite clearly it was one that we thought that they might get out of, that we'd put family childcare in. And no, they still wanted to use it. So that's the agreement we have. We're going through another process for the childcare to get that into another site. So
it's not restricting what you need to do?
The doctor wasn't really, that we've been talking to, was sort of a drive-in, drive-out. For a couple of days a week. We're still, you know, debating that issue, and I had a discussion again with Kat and I, with Beck White's Minder yesterday, over where we're going with the health department. Over part of the problem we've got is that the other practices, Brighton and here, think that a doctor at Ouse is going to take services away from them. Our argument is it's going to free up its capacity for them to be able to pick up those that can't go and see a doctor. So hopefully that gets through.
So you don't have any problem with supporting this motion from restricting our ability to get doctors?
No.
Right,
Councillor Machen?
I just think $400 that seems very cheap, but it's probably been a market appraisal, didn't it? So.
Okay. Any other councillors? Back to you to close, Councillor Cassidy.
Yeah. This is the past Sunday. I happened to be up at Thunbridge, and I ran into a doctor, Dave, up there, and he told me he was a GP, and I was trying to encourage him to come down to Ouse, but he said he wasn't interested. So we need to find a way to attract these guys, make it more attractive. So I think this certainly works in that direction.
Thank you. Alrighty, so it's closed. So now I will ask for a show of hands in supporting the recommendation. Is there anyone? No, that's supported, that's carried. Thank you. Recommendation. Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Miller. Councillor Cassidy, would you like to speak to this?
No, just receiving information from our meeting that we had.
Very good. Councillor Miller.
It was quite funny to see that Hobart to the council were applying for a evening to dark sky. Okay.
Yes.
I want to know how to do that one.
Councillor Allwright and Machen.
Councillor Allwright. So Councillor Cassidy, like I support this, it's fine, but you basically led it. You should be, can you go around and get some community support? Because we've got to measure life levels, we've got to be able to sort of get the requirements for the categorisation of what categories we need. So you basically let this, so you should take the brownie points with the community group to do that. And I reckon you'd get some around Ouse, Hamilton.
Should have information sessions, I think.
Well, no, we've got to get the community members to actually measure the light, see what light there. We've got to go to support. So a community meeting is not going to do it.
No, I didn't say meeting, I said information.
Well, community information session is not going to do it. You've got to get someone who wants to stand outside at a certain time to measure the light.
And I think Damien Mackey was going to contribute to this.
I think it should be council to pay Damien to do that.
But that's already happening, I think, isn't it, GM?
Damien's doing a report, but
yes,
we've actually got to provide the information if we take it to the next session. And
exactly.
I don't think the ratepayers should be paying for an officer to do that. It's a community group that's first of it.
Thank you. Councillor Meacham, Hall and Miller.
I want to make a motion in support of this. The motion is that...
Is this an amendment?
Is this a motion in support or amendment?
Well, if you're going to move a motion, whether it's in support or whether it's... If it's different to this...
An addition?
You'd probably have to run it past Councillor Cassidy here.
Okay.
Councillor Miller, if it's an addition to it.
Councillor Meacham, we're waiting on your response.
Look, this is a matter I've discussed with some of my colleagues, and what we've arrived at is suggested is that during or prior to its 2027 budget deliberations, Council assesses the possible financial, operational and community impacts of adopting AS/NZS 4282, 2023, control of the obtrusive effects of outdoor lighting. Now, I put that out. This is something that I've previously proposed. The Dark Sky Tasmania Group advocacy work is for councils to invoke this in support of, and Councillor Cassidy earlier made a reference to land and sound state. If you look at the Dark Sky Tasmania website, this is the one standard that they recommend we push for. Now, I acknowledge the concerns of fellow councillors about the adopting of this standard, whether in fact it has is likely to have impact on our community. I make the following points. One, number one, it's prospective. No existing householder will be required to make a change. So if you've got a 1500 watt spotlight shining at the heavens now, you can shine it at the heavens for the next 10 years. I consulted with the Warrnambool Shire Council, Melinda Ryan. She tells me that there's no cost implications ordinarily. On new buildings, the exterior lighting just needs to be cycle shaded so that the sky isn't lit. It's that simple. Warrnambool Shire, in its characteristics, is very, very much like our municipality. A mix of employment between agriculture and tourism. They are probably Australia's leaders in astro-tourism. Once we have this in place, I don't believe we can credibly make a claim to the dark sky community without this standard in place. So once we do have it in place, we can make credible grant applications to make our streets and sports fields lighting compliant. And it's very, we've had the presentation from the sports clubs earlier. It would be very pertinent to look at those upgrades in relation to the lighting standards, anticipate the lighting standards.
Thank you. And I mean, here in our notes it says council planning consultant Damien Mackey will attend, well, he couldn't today,
yeah.
To answer any questions as well, and I think Damien Mackey's done a lot of work on this just recently. I had Councillor Hall and Miller's name down.
Yeah,
Councillor Miller was the seconder.
Quite clearly, are you moving the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're going to advise us.
So it's an amendment then.
Councillor Meacham.
Moved by Councillor Meacham.
Seconded.
The mover and seconder of the original.
Councillor Cassidy is. So you're seconding the amendment, Councillor Cassidy, now?
I'm not at all, because.
No. Councillor Meacham has moved an amendment, not your motion, an amendment. Now we need to get a seconder for that before we fall back to the.
Councillor Cassidy, did you say you'd second it?
You moved the first one.
All right.
I'm happy to second it then.
Okay, thank you for that.
Councillor Meacham.
Yes, I can speak to it now.
Just a moment, one at a time.
Yes.
Don't panic. Okay, I've got Councillor Meacham and then Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Meacham.
Okay, so to just recap on what I've said, I've previously proposed this. This is an example, the worthy work that this working group is going with is very top down.
this is the chance to do a something that's bottom up, and it's something we need to consider if we're going to progress, because I cannot see us getting recognition without acceptance of the standard. There is variability allowed, and adoption of the standard, there is a fair amount of variability allowed. And if you look in detail at the Warrumbungle Council adoption of this, they make all sorts of explicit provisions to protect the dark skies relative to siding screens. So don't think that, you know, if we accept the standard, it leaves us completely ironbound to certain practices. There's quite a degree of local variability, right? And as I said, I have made a point with fellow councillors to look at the initially I wanted acceptance now of that standard. I'm happy to see this considered properly before the 2027 budget process.
And to keep in mind that we did write to all the mayors that we thought would be interested for a working group, and haven't received anything back as yet either.
Oh, the final point I'd make on that too is that Northern Midlands Council adopted the standard in 2020. Certainly in place. That's a good example of a very community-led development. They haven't door knocking, looking for endorsement.
They have their own group, don't they?
But I do expect that we need to properly consider community impacts in particular, and the impacts upon our own operations.
Yeah. Councillor Archer?
Yeah, I'd like to just acknowledge that Councillor Cassidy's really taken running on this.
He has, and he's doing a good job.
And I'd just like to see us sensibly take the community with us and see if this can be done where it doesn't have a negative impact. The beauty of doing it in budget deliberations from the motion that David's moved is it takes into account the implications for not just council, but the broader community in terms of financial impacts. Great, you know, it's a thing that if we're going to do it, we need everyone behind us. Let's take the community with us, because that's going to be the way it turns out.
This could be massive, and it could be great for tourism as well. Councillor Cassidy, I've got your name down, yes?
Go for it. What did I say? 10.1 was only about receiving information. Now then, if anybody bothered to read from page 353 of the attachments onward, Damien discusses all what was discussed or planned for, and all we're doing is just accepting this information, the minutes of the meeting.
Correct.
That's all it was about. Now then, we have a council policy that's been proposed, that's been drafted by him and me, and all that lighting standards and everything, we're miles ahead. We've already discussed it. We've discussed it from day one, in fact, and those specific numbers are actually in that policy. So all we want to do is just move this one more step forward, and then we keep on going. Budget items and all this stuff, that's to come. Now, Jim brought a very good point about bringing the community along, absolutely. Before council meeting, Stephen and I had a discussion about this, and I'm going to have to get off my ass and get out there and start encouraging people. One of the things that we're going to do is have a dark sky, and there's some other people I've written to the organizer of the Bush Fest and so forth. So we're going to have that in our marquee, and there's going to be plenty of information up there to inform the community. And, you know, I'll be writing, I'll be pushing. There's plenty of business owners within the municipality that are interested in this, because it will give them opportunities to grow their business insofar as overnight stays and so forth, and meals, etc. So initially, I think the cost of a light metering device is about $250. That's probably what it cost us for breakfast this morning. So it's not a big budget item. I think initially Damien was suggesting $3,000 contribution.
Yes.
Again, it's not huge dollars. Insofar as the other items, converting the lights and so forth, we still have to do a survey of the street lights. I'm going to have to get volunteers to do that, as well as
perhaps council staff as they're driving by know where they all are, because I don't have access to all of these buildings and the backsides and this and that. So there was a minister from Queensland, I believe it was, and another a council who had written to me and gave me a lot of information, because they had just achieved a dark sky reserve up there. So I'll be in contact with them so far as the budget implications for them, and then we'll just scale it to our, and then we'll perhaps next year we'll be talking budget workshops again, and we'll bring it up and we'll do what we have to do.
Thank you.
So we have a real opportunity here to do something to put the Central Highlands on the map.
Exactly. And as I say, tourism. I've got Councillor Hall's name down.
My form of questioning there is gone.
Okay. So. Councillor Miller?
Yeah, just a query. I'm going to, go to the Brighton Council tonight to hear theirs. You said that we've contacted other groups and haven't got back to us. Would you like me to address me and find out if they're interested in getting back to us?
You can as a community, but not as a councillor.
No, but I can do it as a community, like as a president.
Yeah, so not as a councillor.
No, but I will ask the question.
Yes, we did send letters out, didn't we?
I thought it was Northern Middle.
It was Derwent Valley. Could we just hear the GM, please? It was Derwent Valley.
Southern Midlands and Northern Midlands.
Correct.
I had heard Brighton talk about it. That's why I was going to ask.
No, it's not to do with council for Brighton.
But I will ask.
All right, where are we with this amendment?
We've got the amendment we're dealing with at the moment.
And we'll have our councillors have spoken, so I go back to the mover, who was Councillor Meacham, to close.
I just think this is one of the elements that we need in place to actually make progress on this very worthy project. I endorse it. Thank you.
Okay, those in favour of the recommendation, the amendment, those please raise your hands. Is there anyone against? Okay, against is Councillor Honour. Please raise your hand again. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Triffitt, and Councillor Triffitt.
Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you. Very good. So it gets through by one. Gary. 10.2. Move it, please.
We've got to put the amendment to become the motion.
Oh, sorry. Where was it?
An amendment.
The amendment becomes the motion.
Becomes
so
a motion.
That one we just voted on there.
Oh, I'm with it, yep.
Yes.
That has to become 10 points.
So
those in favour of that amended motion?
The amended motion, those in favour, please raise your hands. Anyone against the amended motion? Okay, we've got Councillor Honour, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Triffitt, Councillor Triffitt. Hit the nets. Okie dokie. We've got all that paperwork done, have we, Steve?
Yep.
10.2, recommendation mover, please. Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Honour. Speak to it, Councillor Cassidy, if you like.
I'm out of breath.
Second it.
I said I'm out of breath.
We're wearing him down, I think. No. Councillor Honour?
No, very straightforward and informative.
Very good. Councillors? Everybody's wearing down, I think. Alrighty. Back to you to close, Councillor Cassidy. Okay, those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against? That is carried. Supplementary, are we? Yep. Katrina, yeah. Alrighty. You would have the supplementaries now. A mover for the recommendation, please. Councillor Honour. Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Honour, would you like to speak to this?
No, it's very straightforward. It's done an excellent job.
Thank you. Councillor Cassidy?
No, thank you.
Councillors? Councillor?
We're talking about the awards from here,
aren't we? No, we're talking about the council expenses.
The provisions of, yeah, that's right. Yeah. 7.3, I'd like to fully endorse on behalf of the dinosaurs and councillor that it is very clear that an iPad be provided, not just any old other form of laptop. Or, so.
Well.
Rightio. We're looking at this recommendation at the moment, that council adopt the following changes, okay? It was moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Cassidy. So, Councillor Honour, do you have any comments?
No.
No, she hasn't closed it.
Can you close it?
No, she hasn't.
I haven't spoken.
Yes. With respect, I'm chairing, so I should know what we're doing. Councillor Honour moved it. Councillor Cassidy seconded. Okay, so now we're going back through councillors. Councillor Archer, was it you that wished to speak?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to congratulate the language in 7.3 where it specifies that councillors should be providing an iPad rather than another electronic device. I think that's very good language and clear of the point. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Miller?
5.4. Council is required to present a report on the function of council at the following council meetings. Now it says it's dissolved by councillors. Those councillors are to be present in detail to the mayor, deputy mayor or general manager. Now if it's the mayor or deputy mayor, does that also include for them making a report?
So, sorry, what do you mean?
No.
Everyone should make a report.
Yeah, no, it's just that it says where a special function is.
Can I just make a comment?
No.
They are previous changes to the...
Previous changes, so they're not...
They're not now.
Right, okay, so what are the changes made to?
Katrina?
Sorry. So the current changes are only bringing in line the new award.
Oh, right.
And the new mileage rate. So I thought it would be ideal to bring it to this council meeting because after the election, if there's any new elected members around the table, this is one of the policies that I would provide them with and I wanted it to be accurate.
So
I haven't actually got a 5.4 on here.
Yes, right down pay.
No, I haven't got it on my paperwork.
Oh, right.
I've got a blank.
5.3, I think.
No, it's 5.4.
Well, you were discussing 5.3 then, to
no,
my
I'm discussing 5.4.
So what was 5.4, Councillor Miller?
It was, if it doesn't exist anymore, it's all right. It was just that I was, it said that if the council, if special function is scheduled and attendance is dissolved by the council, those councillors are to present details to the mayor, deputy mayor, or general manager. What I was asking is if it's a special function that the mayor, deputy mayor, or general manager go to, that's also included, isn't it? That they must.
Well, you've got to look at your roles and functions, whether you're mayor, deputy mayor, councillor. If you're in your roles and functions in the Local Government Act, so that's your guide. If that answers your question, I would hope. Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, but I thought we were talking about 5.4 and special functions and providing our reports. I really think that we should be including committee meetings as well, that we should be providing a report to council at the next council meeting after that committee meeting. And sometimes that doesn't happen. So I think that we should... consider that, conclude that in 5.4.
I don't recall it the occasion there. Audit, finance,
alright, Councillor Ora.
So, look, made a lot of discussion, but I want to bring up what Katrina's point is that this is actually a very generous increase in some of our allowances. For example, the phone that about tripled it. once a quarter, now you're once a month.
But those changes have already happened.
What's occurred is the mileage rate for councillors.
Oh, that's gone up from 93 to a dollar.
Yeah, that's
I've updated the policy.
I'm just supporting it. I thought the phone payment.
That's correct, but that's already.
You said 70 a month. But it's presently at about 70 a quarter.
No, it shouldn't be.
Well, I don't know.
If you think it's too high, we will reduce.
I'm just saying that there's been a lot of discussion about item 5.4 or whatever, 5.3, but it's actually quite a generous improvement. That's what I'm saying.
But 1.2 is the only section within that policy that has changed.
Right, thank you very much for that.
Okay, thank you. It was moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Honour, would you like to close?
That's fine.
Thank you. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. And that is carried. Was that the only one?
There's one for close.
One for close.
So we just
have
number 12 now.
Yep.
Okay, so I have a move to close. Going to close, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Honour. Those in favour, please raise your hands. And we're going to close. The meeting closed, thanks to the chair. The meeting closed at 12:39. Okay, councillors, we reopen the meeting to the public at 1:15. Public release announcement. The chairperson announced that pursuant to Regulation 1767 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2025, and having considered privacy and confidential issues, the Council authorised the release to the public of the following discussions, decisions, reports or documents relating to the closed meeting. The item 2.1 was confirmation of the closed session of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 21st of July. Outcome confirmed. 5.1 was objection to valuation. Outcome noted. 5.2, Council's vacant land. Outcome noted. 6.1 was the General Manager performance review. Outcome noted. Thank you very much for a big meeting, and close the meeting at 1:00.
Okay.
1:00.